Absolutely welcome that. Tam Fry, always interesting to talk to you. He's from the National Obesity Forum. Very much appreciate that. Well, I say my chocolate bar's now down to 20% left. Anyway, don't tell my husband. We're supposed to be being healthy after coming back from Holes. Anyway, delighted to say there's a man who's joined me in the studio who just doesn't need any extra sweetness at all.
What a lovely thing to say.
I did say last week I was going to try and start.
You did, actually. That's a very good start.
I think it's a little bit creepy. It doesn't come across well.
It's not as good, is it?
No.
Where's your bruise, by the way?
My bruise. Just for those of you who sensibly don't follow me on Twitter, I did tweet out a picture earlier on, and I just showed everyone at the office. That guess where my bruise is. And a lot of guests. Some of them, obviously, not a principal.
Not broadcastable.
Yeah, principal. Anywhere at all.
But yes, it was a double bruise. Kind of, it's actually, in fact, it's Alex Dibble, our reporter, who got it right.
Yeah.
The only guess that was right, which is my calf.
Really? Shouldn't take cows skiing.
Shouldn't. You know what? They're probably better at it than me.
Yeah. Good. Well, we'll be talking about... What are we going to talk about? It was Monday, so what's happened? Oh, I don't know. Beckham. So there'll be a bit of Beckham.
What do you make of that? I mean, I love the fact that it turns out he swears like a trooper. Love him for that.
He's only gone up in my estimation, frankly, just because, you know, I think celebrities can be too squeaky clean. I like a swearing celebrity. There's nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
Big fan of a swearing.
Yeah. Movie. So a bit of Beckham. We're going to be... we've got inside into the Beckham PR machine, so we're going to be investigating that and exactly how it works. I think it's mostly sort of Heath Robinson contraption made of steam and pipes, but we are going into it. There will be other stuff.
Other stuff. That's always the best bit of the show, the other stuff. Mostly, you know, the news and the ads.
Yeah.
That's John Holmes this year. It didn't last
it's
long.
Where the trade go.
John Holmes with you after 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. He's all the way till 4 o'clock. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with or without bruises. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deal.
Oh, it's the Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Three models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that sites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
It's your last chance to get great savings on selected sofas at DFS. Hurry, savings end today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Monday. It's Talk Radio. It's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Breaking Bad-inspired murderer dies, a man admits stabbing a tourist to death, and the Queen makes history.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news. Cannibal killer Stefano Brizzi has died in prison. The Ministry of Justice has confirmed the death of the 50-year-old who strangled police officer Gordon Semple to death in London and dissolved his body in acid. He was serving a life sentence at HMP Belmarsh. A teenager who went on a knife rampage in London has admitted killing an American tourist during the attack. 19-year-old Zachariah Bolham stabbed five others in Russell Square in August last year. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
A summer's evening turned into a tragedy when, completely unprovoked, Bulhan lashed out with a kitchen knife as he walked past a series of hotels. The court heard he was suffering an acute episode of paranoid schizophrenia at the time. American tourist Darlene Horton died at the scene the day before she was due to fly home. Bulhan will be sentenced tomorrow.
The British Medical Association has warned plans to charge overseas patients for non-urgent care could cause chaos and confusion. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt says the new rules, which are due to come into force in April, could save as much as £500 million a year. The Israeli Prime Minister has told Theresa May aggression by Iran cannot go unanswered. Benjamin Netanyahu is at Downing Street where he said responsible countries should follow Donald Trump in imposing fresh sanctions against Iran after the country test-fired a ballistic missile. And there have been gun salutes and celebrations in London this lunchtime to mark the Queen's Sapphire Jubilee. She's made history by becoming the first British monarch to spend 65 years on the throne. The Prime Minister says Her Majesty's an inspiration for the nation. Anna Whitelock is a royal historian.
Our successor will be Prince Charles. He's certainly not got another 65 years in him unless, you know, medical advance escalates quite quickly. So I don't actually think we're going to see a reign like the Queen's possibly ever again, and certainly not in the near future.
That's the end of the news, John.
What happened there in the gap in the news?
I don't know.
There's just a sort of gap in the news.
That's not me.
Wasn't it? Who are we blaming for that one? Let's name names. Come on.
The Royal Band.
The Royal Band. Stupid Royal Band. Honestly, the Queen, if the Queen's listening to this, which I know she does,
yeah,
she's livid with that.
Yeah.
Let her down on her sapphire birthday, whatever the hell it is.
65 years on the throne.
On the throne.
Yep.
Well done, Your Majesty. Congratulations.
But she's not celebrating properly today.
Why not? Today's Sheila again.
Well, it marks her dad's death.
That's right, because that's how it works.
Yeah, so she's
Do you know
happy.
Where she was when it happened, in what year it was? Come on.
65 years ago, so it was...
Don't do the math, just...
1951?
Two.
Oh, yeah, we're 2017. Well, yeah.
And where was she when she found out the news?
I don't know.
Treetops in Kenya on holiday.
Oh.
There you go.
Thanks for the history lesson.
It's all right. Hey, it's what we're here for. Just trying to help. Just a little
Do you remember
what
it,
I'm
John?
Bringing... What I'm bringing to the party, Victoria, is some background colour. You provide the top line facts, I'll do the in-depth analysis. That's how it works. That's how the talk radio...
Is that the in-depth analysis?
That's the in-depth analysis of the story. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right. Well done. Have you got some weather?
Yes.
Come on then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Don't forget to end on a high.
Dry and bright in the east, turning wet and windy from the west with highs of 9 degrees.
There you go, always leave them wanting more. In your case, not so much. But anyway.
What was that meant to me?
Nothing. There is more though, isn't there? There's bonus news at 2:30 today.
Yes.
And today it's...
Mineral news. Yeah.
Good. Mineral news.
I'm actually looking forward to doing it today.
Oh.
Because I've got one story, which is amazing.
Okay. So, Victoria's bonus news there, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So each day, animal, vegetable, or mineral news to cover everything off. Occasionally, Julie Hartley Brewer news, because she's none of the other three categories.
she doesn't.
That's fine. That's what's coming up. That's coming up at 2:30. Along with other things, details of which are on the way in today's show menu. Ahead of it, though, here is Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. Alistair Cook has resigned as England's Test captain, but he hopes to continue playing. He stepped down after his side failed to win any of their last three series, drawing with Pakistan and Bangladesh and losing 4-0 in India. Despite that, former captain Graham Gooch told TalkSport the history books should be kind to Cook.
I think we can all be proud of what Alistair's achieved and given to the England team over a decade now, and hopefully there's a lot more to come. He's made a decision which is right for him. That is, prerogative.
Everton midfielder Gareth Barry believes Romelu Lukaku can fire the Toffees into the Champions League. The Belgian striker's been linked for a while with a move away from Goodison Park to an elite European side. Barry told TalkSport if Lukaku stays put, he can help the club achieve that status. Finally, on to rugby. England lock George Cruz has been ruled out of the remainder of the Six Nations and is now bigged out for the Lions tour. He injured his knee in training last week and will have surgery tomorrow. He'll be out for 3 months. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben. It is Talk Radio Afternoons. Let's do a program stuff.
Talk Radio.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But, I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Roll straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down, and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yes, in the afternoons. Hello. Chartlet, I'm going to call you from now on. So it means that if you're only copying the sun today, you've got
the faint whiff of courgettes that once lay here.
And we could make use of them like these ones.
We've got a man to voice up his thoughts.
I've stuffed mine up.
They could come in here.
Take food and food producers for granted.
Anyway, the rebuilt bridge in North Yorkshire. Through Japanese poetry. So why should we be going to Macedonia then in 2017? It'll just turn you into a northern witch. Yes. You can't bully Cass because she's 96% tattoo now. An attacker with a machete that tried to get
political Shania Twain.
John Holmes, 5 days a week will make you want to commit suicide.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a
ball. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So good afternoon then, and welcome to you. As like Lady Gaga off a stadium roof, we leap into your Monday. Sporting costume changes made of talking and adverts. Now, of course, as you doubtless know, last night it was the Superb Owl in America. The annual night, of course, when the Americans all turn up to show off their owls to see who owns the most superb one. Tawny owls there, weren't there? You see those? Had to stay up all night, obviously. It was on late, wasn't it? Tawny owls, eagle owls. Controversy, of course, when Donald Trump tried to stop brown owls from getting into the stadium. Subjecting them to excessive vetting. Which kept owl vets very busy. But it didn't stop it being an amazing night. I always love the Superb Owl show. Highlights, of course, for the halftime show. Thousands of extras to reflect the times we live in. Thousands and thousands of extras marched into that stadium, all dressed as David Beckham's emails. Parading around, slagging off the singer Catherine Jenkins and the honours system. They were, or at least doctored to make it look like they were, according to the other point of view. And a lovely nod as well, I thought, in that show, to the stories of David Beckham's past as well. As a giant mechanical effigy of his ex-nanny, Rebecca Lewes, remember? With whom he was rumoured to have had an affair. Pleasured a giant inflatable pig above the stadium. You remember when Rebecca Lewes, of course, was on that Channel 5 reality show and helped a pig into a jar, shall we say. Remember that? That part of the Superb Owl halftime show last night, then itself a nod to the ex-UK Prime Minister David Cameron there with a pig. In a sexy situation. And then it was back to the Owls, wasn't it? The New England Owls beat the Atlanta Owls. All the categories, I think they won in yesterday, including flying, head-turning and eating mice. What a spectacular it was if you saw the Superb Owls. Anyway, hello, welcome, as I say. I am John Holmes, and as we catch the glittery ball of Monday and drop the mic and jump into the next 3 hours, here is what you can expect from it. Five. Headline hijacks on the way. That, of course, is fake news. You know that by now. You know what it is. Fake news writ large on the radio. That's what it is. You make up the news. We put it in the news at 2 o'clock. It comes out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. You supply. It's like the fake news. Your fake news, it's, you know, it's a thing now, isn't it? Isn't it? You know, fake news looks much like real news. It looks much like the real thing, but it's cheaper, and it's often... it's a Chinese knockoff, basically, made by children in sweatshops. The news, 24 hours a day, some of the children work there, sewing headlines onto the internet. So do the right thing, support them. And do that by making up the news yourself. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. Lonely Lunch Club is you if you are lunching alone. Simply get in touch. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get in touch with us. Come on the radio, tell us why you are lunching alone. It is that simple. It is that easy. Get on the phone, tell us why, be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize, courtesy of your good friends, in the afternoon between 1 and 4. It's the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Work experience punditry. Today, work experience Sophie will be back reviewing the weekend television. There'll be a diversity paper review. Today, I think it's Mark who will be our diversity. Box ticking his way through the papers, and Mark is a brown one. Very welcome in here. Because we're not Donald Trump. There will be the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is the news in haikus. There's the big debate at 3. All your reactions. The return of the Monday mystery quiz. Today, all you have to do is figure out what object I am holding up in front of the microphone in here, and you could win £5,000.
No, you can't.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
4 o'clock this afternoon.
Disclaimer, there is no money given away on the show today.
Apart from the £5,000.
No, that's not... he's making that up, putting us into a very difficult position in which I have to do this disclaimer every time he says it. It's really annoying. I've also got stuff to do.
It's also a rollover week, so £10,000
no,
up.
No, it's not. Stop rolling. Wait, what are you even rolling over?
And all you have to do is identify the mystery object I'm holding up in front of the microphone. Get involved in that quiz. It's radio's biggest money giveaway.
No, it's not. It's radio's biggest nothing giveaway.
Plus, later on the programme, George Galloway sings Taylor Swift. We've got the proof. All of that coming. Ginger Dave is not producing today. It's something to do with the NHS crisis, single-handedly responsible for... a record number of students having to go to A&E. As broadcast is through the glass. Glass. She's through the...
miserable window!
Yep.
She smells of angry eggs.
Do not!
You did today.
Yeah, I did today. There you
go. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Chloe got engaged, everyone.
Oh, really?
Chloe. Hi. Congratulations.
Where's Marta?
Really good news. Where is Marta? I don't know, yeah. I miss Marta. And she's got us like nobody, but we can't read Victoria's news face. She just gets me the one.
Yeah,
that was really weird.
Work on the radio,
that was really weird, that news face. Is that the same as your face? Okay. Hey, intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Drank too much at the weekend.
Mm.
He went to a thing on Friday.
Mm.
Some things happened. Hear about that later on as well. Oh, yeah. All of that on the way on the programme today. I am John Holmes, and you are listening to Talk Radio. On the radio, on Talk Radio. And we need to get into today's big story, and as ever, we're going to start that with some music.
Because
There we go. It's the sound of Beck. It's called Loser.
Choking on the splinters.
It's on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. Welcome. If you're just joining us, that is how we... Stop singing, please. That is how we get into today's big story. By bringing you a musical interlude to link us smoothly through. But as ever, you have to figure out the big story from the song. Why would I be playing that on a Talk Radio station? Play along at home. Any guesses, Cornelius?
Yeah, I know it.
What is it?
It's about strokes, isn't it? Are strokes on the rise? People suffering?
Why would that be like that?
Because I once saw Beck supporting the Strokes at Hyde Park a couple of summers back.
Yeah.
And presume, I mean, for me, it's the only option here.
So you think it's about strokes because Beck supported the Strokes at Hyde Park, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not. It's about David Beckham, actually. Beck. It's called Beck, isn't he?
Yes.
David Beckham.
Yeah. What's he called?
Has the word Beck in Beckham.
Oh, also the word ham.
Yeah. There's no ham. It's just Beck.
He should have placed ham. We should have eaten ham to set up the story.
Oh, I didn't think of that. So that's what we're talking about, of course, on the front of the papers today, and a lot of the papers as well. Much speculation as to, it broke over the weekend, of course, as to David Beckham's email hack. Now, he, of course, says that the emails are taken out of context and have been doctored, and that's fair enough. What we do know is, though, that there is an alleged blackmail plot against David Beckham and his email servers. Brand Beckham, of course, very important to Beckham. So has it tarnished it? Well, who knows? He has, of course, one of the best PR machines in the business. We need to get inside that PR machine, and we think we have found a back door to the machine, because all machines, as you know, are built with a fail-safe in case they run out of control. Robots have to be, to allow the technicians to get in and shut them down in the event of annihilation by the machines.
Death Star.
Like the Death Star. And Beckham's PR machine, obviously, is very much like the Death Star. It's moon-sized. It's got various levels and sections, and all inside it. We are going to talk to our Becky Leaks correspondent. That's you, by the way.
We should have got someone called Becky Leaks.
Yeah, I looked, there wasn't anyone. So instead, it's going to be you today, okay. Cornelius, going inside the Beckham machine through the exhaust vents to report live from inside to tell us exactly what's going on, because I bet they're having a busy day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll bring you that live from inside Beckham's PR machine next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Altima crossover event. Three models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Altima crossover event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
Trade
Point, we've got low and competitive prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like all in ballast, just £1.56 a bag. And bonding plaster, 25 kilograms, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at Trade Point. Trade only. Trade
Point! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through the West Midlands, the M6 southbound, we've got a lane closed on the entry slip road due to a broken down vehicle at junction 10 for Walsall and Wolverhampton. Traffic's doing fine though. Through Derbyshire, the M1 still long delays. That's due to an early fuel spillage on the M1 southbound between junctions 25 and 24A, with congestion back onto the M1 to trial services. And the M62 eastbound through Greater Manchester, just between junction 21 and 22, one lane is closed off due to a broken down lorry.
Dad always looked out for me. From checking for monsters under the bed, to telling me that Brian was a loser when he finished with me. He even looked out for me when he passed away last year. Turns out he'd already organised everything, so I didn't have to.
A prepaid funeral plan from the Co-op covers all the costs of your chosen burial or cremation plan, so your loved ones will never be met with any surprise bills. Funeral care, the Co-op way. Call or visit us online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time then to talk about today's big story. Monday afternoon, Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. 1 till 4 on your weekday. And yes, a sporting spectacle like no other as the mighty take a fall over the weekend. And no, not the Atlanta Falcons in Texas, but Team Beckham in the papers. If the papers are to be believed, it seems that the famous ball kicker with the tattoos and the pouting wife is facing a little bit of a PR disaster after apparent leaked emails that show that he seems to have got all angry about not being a sir and did a lot of swearing over the fact that Catherine Jenkins got an OBE, even though he's already got one of those. A week ago, of course, he was on the 75th anniversary programme of Desert Island Discs, but now the discs he's more concerned with are the ones in the servers that appear to have been hacked by blackmailers. There are tales of demands for private jets, money arguments, charity rows, and an apparent intervention into him receiving a knighthood by HMRC over his tax affairs. For his part, Team Beckham and the PR machine claim the emails have been taken out of context, that they've been doctored. And as yet, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt because we don't know the truth on whether or not he is being bent by Beckham. So on the our correspondence line is our Becky Leakes correspondent, who is actually, I think I'm right in saying, he's live inside the Beckham PR machine, which is, of course, as we know, an actual machine. Am I right? Hello, Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hello, John. Here I am, live in Beckham's PR machine.
Yeah. Now, just before we were talking about this before the break, of course, it's like the Death Star, isn't it? About the size of a moon. And it's fully operational. Am I right?
Yes, it's absolutely working at the moment on full power. Really, all steaming ahead.
Yeah. Did you get in via the exhaust ports? How did you get into the machine?
There was a vent. I had to crawl through. I had to really grease myself up because it's quite small. So
yeah.
I'm currently very greasy, John.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I want to talk about inside because not many people get access to the inside of Beckham's PR machine. And is it as rumours have it sort of? Quite a Heath Robinson affair. It's all quite steampunk. It's pipes, it's valves.
Mm.
Can you talk us through what you can see?
Yes, lots of pipes, lots of valves, steam, many workers here. There's also just a bin with a file in it that just says Ryan Giggs. I think that's a Lost Hope, that PR.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, lots of people working on the Beckham case here.
Yeah, and I suppose it's full of different areas, as we've known Beckham's PR machine to be. There's the area that does his tattoos. I think that's right, isn't it? That's in charge of what tattoos will look best on the Beckham arm.
Yeah, that's correct.
And is there someone in charge of spelling there, these tattoos? Because one of them was famously spelt wrong.
Yeah, it looks like there's a whole team on spelling as well, it's hard to tell really because I can't read.
Yeah, fair, good point actually, I had forgotten that. Now tell us about the area that many people will be familiar with Beckham's voice as it sounds, but I understand it takes a lot of people inside that machine to make it come out in the squeaky way that it does, because Beckham has a very, very deep manly voice, but it was deemed early on that it would be better for him and his public persona if he sort of spoke a bit like that, Victoria, isn't it? Is that what, can you tell us through what the process is to squeak his voice up for us?
Yes, that's correct, Victoria. What they have here is lots of canisters full of helium here, yep, and a whole team to itself just manoeuvring these canisters, and they sort of make sure that goes into David Beckham. So his voice is very high, and B, when he's playing football, he's light on his feet.
Yeah, so it's a kind of, I think, am I right in saying it's squirted from the machine across his vocal cord, so every time he does speak now, that's how it bit comes out like that, isn't it?
Yes,
like,
absolutely. Sort of every like, time his mouth's open, they have a man stationed by him just to quickly spray some.
Get the helium into his throat pipe.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Talk us through, if you would, a little bit about the idea that the area that you're standing in at the moment, I understand, is directly adjacent to where the PR exhaust is, and it's fed out, isn't it, into the arms of waiting journalists. I mean, talk us a bit about how that works.
Yes, what they have there is lots of journalists waiting at the end of the pipe, just ready, especially today on a day that's just so slow for news.
Yeah.
Waiting to have anything, really. They come for miles. Some journalists have to walk miles as there's no news near them. It can be very tough.
It's true, isn't it? The Beckham PR machine is very much like a sort of current affairs journalistic standpipe, isn't it? If you use the analogy of an African village, if there's a news drought, journalists will walk, for, as you said, up to 20 miles just to get a dribble of celebrity gossip news out of the Beckham PR machine, and then they'll walk all the way back with it on their heads, where they will feed it to the hungry readers of their newspapers. Is that right?
That's exactly correct, yes, John.
All right, thank you very much. That's our Becky Leakes correspondent there. Becky Leakes down at... That's what you're called now. Down at Beckham's PR machine, which is like the Death Star. It's about the size of a moon. It's in constant low orbit around the Earth, of course. And if there are any stories about David Beckham, then that is where the journalists go, just to grab the morsels that it ejects. If you've got a reaction, of course, on any of this, Beckham, the PR machine, how it all works behind the scenes, then do let us know. 87222, start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter, start your message with any word you like. It's just after 1:30. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Here's Victoria now with the news.
Talk Radio.
A man serving a life sentence for the murder of a police officer during a sex session has died in prison. Stefano Brizzi was jailed in December for the death of 59-year-old Gordon Semple in April. The 50-year-old Italian admitted being inspired by the TV show Breaking Bad as he tried to get away with the killing by dissolving Semple's body in an acid bath. A 19-year-old has admitted killing an American tourist and injuring five others during a knife attack in London. The Old Bailey head, Zakaria Bulhan, had been suffering from schizophrenia when he targeted the 64-year-old last August. He denied murder but pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. Detective Chief Inspector Tony Lyons says crowds of people saw the attack.
This incident happened in central London, near Russell Square. The people involved, the victims and many witnesses nearby would have been out for a night out, visiting theatres and restaurants. It must have been horrific for those people, and clearly for the family of Darlene Horton. unfortunately died as a result of her injuries.
The British Medical Association says it's concerned about plans that will oversee patients charged up front for non-urgent NHS care in England. The organisation says there's no detail on how it'll work in a health service that's already unable to cope with normal operations. Ryanair is partly blaming a faster-than-expected fall in fares for a dip in amount of money it makes. Profits in the last 3 months of 2016 fell by 8%. And gun salutes have been fired in central London to celebrate the Queen's 65-year reign. Her Majesty is marking her Sapphire Jubilee in private today, as usual, and it's also the anniversary of her father's death. The weather dry and bright in the east, turning wet and windy from the west with highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed. Andrew in Herne Hill has been on with a request, Victoria, which we'd like to task you with.
Oh, what's this?
Well, could you please explain why today's 65th anniversary of the Queen's reign is a sapphire jubilee, but a sapphire wedding is 45 years of marriage? So it's when...
That'd be ideal for Mineral News, surely.
Well, this is exactly
in.
The point,
okay.
So, which is in an hour's time.
So the difference between a wedding anniversary and
why a sapphire is different for a jubilee and a wedding anniversary. Andrew in Herne Hill, that's for.
Andrew in Herne Hill. Yeah. Okay, cool, Andrew. I'll try and find out.
Look at that. That's service for you right there, isn't it? Victoria, thank you very much for that.
It's all right, John.
Great stuff. In the next bit of the programme, what?
I'm just frowning at you because I don't believe you listened to it.
I didn't really. But the... let's look at Twitter. But I'm sure it was really good. Yep.
Well, I'm sure the first half of your show was really good.
It was, actually. So, you know, everyone says.
Oh, we're getting so many texts.
Oh, yeah.
The machine must be broken, the amount of texts we're getting in at the moment.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so in the next bit of the programme, speaking of texts coming in, your chance to make up a news story to get it into today's headline hijack. For Victoria's mouth needs to keep working, doesn't it, Victoria? Otherwise your jaw seizes up.
No.
That's not what I mean. So, please get your made-up news story in to us.
So annoying.
And Victoria will say it as fact at 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Take some of your reactions next. And, of course, Lonely Lunch Club on the way on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know what? I like you. And most mornings you're very welcome to the Full Set Breakfast. But not on the next Full Set Breakfast. Well, I'm going to give you the elbow. Don't panic. I'm talking about main man from Elbow, Guy Garvey, talking exclusively to me, Paul Ross, plus your chance to have your say on the big, burning current affairs issue of the day. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, some of your reactions have probably been coming in. You can react, of course, to Talk Radio in any way you like, not least the Talk Radio reaction bins, as regular listeners will know, and regular shoppers will know as well, because over the weekend, people go supermarket shopping, of course, and your reactions are very welcome in the Talk Radio reaction bins, which are in supermarket car parks countrywide, next to the bottle banks and the Salvation Army bin for your clothes and shoes. Very distinctive red and black, Julie Hartley Brewer's face on the side, where her mouth is. There's just a slot for racism. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, I guess it's not easy for some celebrity PRs. I mean, imagine being Paul Ross's. That's come in. John, considering...
From Paul Ross's PR?
Yeah. John, considering that it could be said that there's some dangerous legal potholes that could be fallen into when reacting to this story, I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that David Beckham is a retired professional football player.
That's correct.
That's coming that's from safe ground.
Good. Thank you very much, safe ground. Keep those reactions coming in, 87 Treble.
Start your message with the word Start your message with any word you'd like.
No, that's not the music I wanted to hit, actually, if I'm brutally honest. I was going to hit this one.
You have a go at our poor tech ops.
Well, if Chloe pressed the right button, that would have helped. So, it's time then for Headline Hijack, your made-up news stories. very welcome as the lines are thrown to channel Guy Garvey, the guest there of Paul Ross, as you've just heard on a trail. As the lines are thrown open wide, like the curtains in the song. Made up news stories for the news at 2, there to confuse those not listening to this bit of the programme, of course. The data indicate that this is lunchtime between 1 and 2 o'clock, and it means some people pop out for lunch, don't hear this bit, they get back to the radio at 2, switch their radios on, they hear the news, they believe it because it's the news. However, we like to put a news lie in it. A lie such as this one from
Matty.
And what does Matty have to say?
Matty says, after the ruling that 9 in 10 hospitals are overcrowded, new plans are hurriedly being drawn up that will see different hospitals set up for different body parts. However, the compartmentalisation of hospitals by body parts is already being criticised, as people who injure more than one body part will have to make several stops.
Thank you, Matty. This has come in from Mitty. Are you turning 25? Well, don't throw away your rail card. Network Rail has announced that the new young person's rail card that they're issuing will have the ability to age with its owner. This will mean that when time is appropriate, the rail card will transform into a senior person's rail card. The RMT have, of course, proposed strikes about the change.
They still want steam trains, don't they?
They are still... I mean, as many scandals that go on the rail networks, the RMT will always hark back to the invention of trains, and any change at all will send them into strike mode. That's the problem. However much conciliation there is, or concessions by anyone, the RMT... And I'm not saying that the train companies are any good either, you know, I'm not saying that, but the RMT will in fact, I mean, some of them are still on strike over the coming of electricity. That is just true. That is fact. In fact, you remember when in films, in black and white films, like silent ones, like with Harold Lloyd, when two people would be on one of those train cars that they had to pump by hand, you know, along, right? When better trains came in than that, the RMT got involved. Yeah. And some of them are still on strike about that issue.
Yeah.
So it's... And famously, of course, one of the very early ever cinema films featured a train pulling into a station. Mm. The audience were scared at the time because they thought it was going to come out of the screen because it was one of the first ever movies. And they didn't realise what was going to happen. It's true. It's absolutely true. And the RMT is still complaining about that as well. They're still angry. Because it's about passenger safety, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The problem was people in the cinema thought that the train was going to come out.
What you need is a guard. A screen guard.
Yeah.
Even though that's all they're needed to do.
Yeah. But they took away. There weren't any screen guards, so the RMT are very angry about it. So that's part of the issue.
They were really against stations, weren't they?
They
just wanted a long rail track.
Yeah,
because the trains just didn't stop.
Well, that's right, because it's for passengers. It's dangerous to get on and off a train, isn't it?
Yeah,
because of the door operation. So their idea was to get rid of the stations and any passengers.
And also, the more a train has stopped, the less driving there is to be done, so less jobs for drivers.
Well, fewer. But the you're right. And also, do you remember the famous train, the Flying Scotsman?
Yes.
Right. Well, that, of course, had the word flying in it, but it didn't fly.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to. It was supposed to be able to fly, but it didn't because there's passenger safety.
RMT got in the way, They won that one.
They didn't want the technology of the Flying Scotsman being able to fly, so they got in the way of that and stopped it from taking off, and that's why it's just a train. So... Train facts this afternoon as well. What train innovations have the RMT stopped? 87222.
Start your message with the word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word train.
Okay. Fine. Hashtag train. Good. Right. All of that coming on the way in the next bit of the programme, along with Lonely Lunch Club, of course. If you're lunching alone, we'd like to hear from you. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It is Talk Radio. It's a Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
The new Vauxhall Mocha X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mocha X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mocha X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mocha X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, overseas buyers are looking for quality UK goods and services. Make your business visible around the world and help buyers find you through the government's free new online service. Start your export journey. Visit great.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, through Cheshire on the M6 northbound, heavy traffic on one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle going northbound between junction 18 and junction 19. The M6 as well southbound, we've got a lane closed on the entry slip road. That is due to a broken down vehicle at junction 10, but traffic seems to be coping well. The M1 southbound through Derbyshire, heavy traffic due to a fuel spillage. That's just going southbound between junctions 25 and 24, but all lanes have now opened. I'm Poonam Verma.
I'm really proud of my dad. He put everything into the farm, you know. Ploughing the fields, fixing the fences. Now I think of it, he spent more time talking to his tractor than he did to Mum. When it came to organising a hearse for his funeral, there was only one choice.
At the Co-op, we know how important those personal touches are. With over 100 years of experience, we'll do everything we can to help you give a loved one a fitting farewell. Co-op Funeral Care. Call or visit us online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much indeed for your thoughts on what makes the RMT angry today. Of course, we learned that more or less anything to do with trains and the advancement of them does. So, Cornelius, what came in there?
Lots coming in. This is coming from Andrew, who says, whenever members of the RMT buy anything, they always make sure what they're buying adds up to the price totally of the same price as a note. 5, 10, 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Because they don't like getting change.
Yep. Yeah.
They don't at all.
That's good, isn't it? And I also understand that something came in about the work of the band Train as well. Mm. Who sent that?
Oh, yeah. This was from Thomas, who said they're only ever happy with Train's first album.
Because they just like changed direction with their second album, Train, didn't they? After Drops of Jupiter. Was it around about that era, or was Drops of Jupiter? Either way, they didn't like the change that brought in. Ditto, apparently now they don't like ISIS training camps.
Really?
No, they didn't mind Al-Qaeda training camps because they were one thing, but then ISIS slightly different, slightly more, maybe arguably slightly more aggressive. And of course, the IMT, it's all about passenger safety, you see. And, with people being trained by ISIS, it does affect
passenger
safety, whereas Al-Qaeda was mostly plane passenger safety, and the IMT didn't have any jurisdiction over that. So that's kind of the main issue. Anyway, that's obviously part of the news. There was also a superb owl last night. I don't know whether you saw that in America, as we've been talking about. There was annually they have a superb owl competition, apparently, in a stadium, and people bring owls of all kinds, tawny owls, eagle owls, brown owls ordinarily, but this time, of course, Trump's ban on anything that's brown stopped the brown owls getting in, so even though the judge overturned it. But yeah, we know about that. And there's the David Beckham thing. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, many people cannot either. And we're here to help. That's fine. That's what we're here for in the afternoon, to help you get your head around the news. And we do it, as regular listeners will know, by analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Putin enjoys a clean sphincter, thanks to cleaning from Donald Trump's tongue.
The news in haiku.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And here we are then at Monday's Tupperware Hall of Despair. You know the drill. The Lonely's What Lunch. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, we want to hear from you. Get on the radio via the phone and tell us exactly why you're lunching alone and what you're having for lunch. We will play the role of virtual friend and or colleague and help you through it. Able to chit and chat about anything you like, which could be today's news, of course. Any of the issues surrounding it, film, TV, anything you want, really. Just as if you'd met us in the kitchen at work. You don't know us very well, but we're forced into some kind of social interaction. Like an actual one, not like media. But an actual conversation by a kettle. While we wait for it to boil. It's that kind of thing. On the phone today, also thus in receipt at the end of the call, of a souvenir gift prize to mark his time with us, is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, you all right?
Very good. How are you, Chris? Well, what's happening with Chris?
I can't complain. Just been in the house today, so yeah. I just had my Tupperware dinner there.
Good. So what was in your Tupperware today?
The sausage pasta bake with some jalapenos in there as well. Kick the heat up a little bit.
Is good. That is
really strong.
Lunch,
well done,
Chris. I mean, that's proper, isn't it? You're not messing about with that. From Monday as well. Did you? Is it sort of leftovers for the weekend, or how did you?
Yeah, I made it Saturday night. Yeah. So I was did this for yesterday.
Very good.
Today, and I should have one for tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, good work, Chris. So where are you, Chris, and what do you do?
Yeah, I'm in Leeds. I'm the director of a business with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
I sell pop culture merchandise like Funkos and things like that.
Like what, sorry?
Yeah, pop models. We sell the like the Funko pop models.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're collectible ranges like that.
Yeah, all right. So how long have you been doing that? What sort of led you into that?
I've been doing it for about a year now. My brother does market stores up in my hometown of Alnwick in Northumberland. And I help out when I'm up there. other than that, I do kind of like some the website side of stuff.
Yeah, all right. And as you're here, you may as well plug your website, of course. By all means, you can. Where would we find you, Chris?
It's carsonsbazaar.com.
Carson's
Bazaar.
Yep.
S-U-N-S.
Yep.
B-A-Z-A-A-R.
There you go. Carson's Bazaar. If you want to look at what Chris does when he's not eating his sausagey pasta bake with added kick and being on the phone to us. So why lunching alone, Chris? That's the first question, of course. Why are you lunching alone?
The cats went outside, my housemates went to work. So, yeah, it's just a day off.
Yeah.
Do some website side of stuff and painting some models.
No, all right, nice. Okay, when you say the cats went outside, I mean, how many cats are we talking here? Is it...
As much as I'd love to have loads, it's just the one.
Oh, okay.
Tippy, he just loves going outside during the day.
All right, not a lap cat then.
He is in the evening, but during the day you just let him outside in the fresh air, and he's happy as pie.
Speaking of cats, I have a cat. There's a cat, right? And this morning I woke to find that the cat had been sick. just by the door, at home by the door, where my sort of little office bit, right? And I have a bit of a problem with cat sick in that it for some reason it makes me retch because it's horrible.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Some reason.
Yeah, well, on the receiving end of that myself.
It's horrible, isn't it? And something about cat sick that's just, I don't know, really unpleasant. But because it was blocking the entrance, I had to deal with that while I had to go and get my stuff out of the office. It wasn't a good start to the morning. After that, Chris, as I was driving to the station this morning, I had a blowout in my tyre, Chris.
Nightmare?
Yeah. It's been one of those days, if I'm honest with you. And my voice is a bit croaky. I'm moaning at you now, Chris. And this is how realistic this is as a sort of idle colleague chat, isn't it? Because it's the kind of stuff that would happen in the workplace.
Definitely.
Someone would come in a bad mood, arguing, like, oh, it's happened with a cat, I'm in this tyre. So anything you want to get off your chest, Chris, to us, you can do that by all means. You know, we'll take that. Anything you want to moan about or anything?
Just, like you were saying about those owls before there.
Yeah.
The brown owl's not allowed in. It's shocking. It's sticking me to my stomach when I heard about that.
I know. It is. It's absolutely outrageous, isn't it? You know, any other owls, you know, and this idea of extreme vetting. I mean, there aren't enough owl vets to go around to do this extreme vetting either. That's the problem, of course. And now, you know, if you look at America, there are now just queues of owls at airports, you know. Which is some irony,
but
really.
The snowy owls get straight through.
They're the right colour, though, aren't they? Trump doesn't mind that. That's the thing. They're straight in. And the irony being, of course, that, you know, owls can fly. But now they're not being allowed to. The brown owls aren't being allowed to fly. And obviously we know the judge has overturned it and Trump's going to take it to the court. But, you know, it's... what sort of world are we living in when a brown owl can't fly? Hey, Chris?
Trump's America.
I know. And that's what we have to put up with, isn't it? Anyway, listen, Chris. You're there in Leeds. Now, we're here in London, and in between the two... Now, I know owls are, in Harry Potter, certainly, are bring post, don't they? But we will post you, in a more traditional sense, a souvenir gift prize of your time here with us on Talk Radio. And what there is an array of gifts, OK, which will go past you now in a virtual conveyor belt style while we play this bit of music. Here comes some music. There it is. And that, of course, is terrible music. Over the top of it now, you will hear a list of gift prizes, Chris. And for being inducted, as you now have been, into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, you get to choose one. So here we go. Have a listen carefully and pick one of these exciting gift prizes.
A Talk Radio mug.
A mug that is the 32nd most popular national radio mug out in the country out of a possible 39 until Wednesday.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Written today by me on the train next to a man who smelt like urine.
A Talk Sport mug.
As held by Saggers, who Talk Sport producers have quite a number of things to say about him in quite a colourful language.
Who's Saggers?
He does their evening show. Apparently he's a right...
Is he?
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Written by John Holmes, so it's stories about cat sick and blown out tyres.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing, is volley rock a viable sport?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Colin Murray left this company almost a year ago now. He left behind these calendars, which we fetched out of a skip because they won't give us anything to give away.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Well, I mean, we did ask for one calendar for our own calendar, but apparently there was a typo in the email, so we do have some colanders to give away.
But they are 2017 colanders, unlike the calendars, which are still 2016, but we've got loads of them, so they're still prizes. What would you like, Chris in Leeds?
Calendar sounds interesting, but I'm going to have to go with a colander.
Oh, there we go.
Good choice. Excellent work. You can strain your sausage bake through it next time, Chris. There we go. Chris in Leeds. He's now in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That was it. That's all it takes. You just come on the radio, you have an idle chat with us. You get one of those gift prizes, and Bob's your uncle. You are a member of the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. That's how it works. So there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, we're coming up on the 2 o'clock news, where there needs to be a made-up news story masquerading as truth, hiding inside it, like it were a Trojan news made of wood. Wheel it up to Victoria's mouth, and then when she's least expecting it, burst out, get in there as a made-up news story. So today's headline hijack. Who has got their made-up news story into the news?
It's Stevie.
Stevie. Where's Stevie from?
He's from Hull, okay. And he's also added that it is as bad as we all think.
Okay, fine. Stevie in Hull. Made up news story in the news next. After that, work experience punditry. Today, Sophie's with us once again to review your weekend's television. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock, a diversity paper review with Mark on the way as well. And today's mystery object quiz, Monday mystery object. I will hold an object up in front of the microphone later on. You have to identify it. If you do, you'll win £5,000.
No, you won't. £5,000 is not available to win on this show.
All coming up on the programme between now and four. Are you listening to Talk Radio? I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time for Sounds Fantastic. So what's this sound?
We love our car. We love to drive around. We love our car. We drive it up and down.
You guessed it. That was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
Go compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Don't ignore the it's the law to have a work. Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Jimmy's steak for two.
I'm doing tea tonight. Me and Dad share all the cooking since he and my mum went their separate ways. I popped into Tesco on the way home. Picked up a couple of their finest steaks. A sprinkling of thyme, a splash of olive oil and pan frying. We normally do it with garlic. Not tonight, though. Oh, I'm cooking dinner for two, all right, but that's so he can get ready. He's got a date, hasn't he? First in a while. So I'm giving the garlic a miss, if you know what I mean.
Find Jimmy's Steak for Two recipe with or without garlic. In-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. It's a Monday, one of those, and it's exactly 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, cannibal killer dies in prison. Foreign patients to be charged up front. And it's 65 years on the throne for the Queen.
Talk Radio.
A man serving a life sentence for murdering a police officer he met on a gay dating app has died in prison. Breaking Bad fan Stefano Brizzi killed Gordon Semple in South London in April and tried to get rid of his body using acid. He was serving life in prison at Belmarsh, where a routine investigation will now take place. A teenager has admitted stabbing an American tourist to death and injuring five others in an attack at the scene of one of the 7/7 bombings in London. On the first day of his murder trial at the Old Bailey, 19-year-old Zakaria Bulham pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. His Detective Chief Inspector Tony Lines.
Clearly thought that it might have been terrorist related, understandably so, because of the geography and the nature of the attack. We were quickly working with our colleagues from the Counter-Terrorism Command, able to rule that out. This was a young man who was suffering from a severe bout of mental illness.
It's hoped plans to charge overseas patients up front for NHS care will save the service £500 million a year. From April, all hospitals in England will have to check whether a person is eligible for free treatment beforehand. Former NHS Trust chairman Roy Lilly has been speaking to Talk Radio.
I mean, it's a small amount of money, but it's a big principle, and we need to put systems in place that work by themselves without doctors and nurses having to look at people's passports and electricity bills and all the rest of it. I mean, the trick there, look, there's a simple solution. We all have an ID card.
A man has admitted removing a Muslim woman's niqab before shouting racist abuse at her. Peter Scott had targeted his victim inside the Bridges shopping centre in Sunderland last July. The 55-year-old will be sentenced later this month. And gun salutes have been fired in central London to mark 65 years since the Queen took the throne. Her Majesty's become the first ever British monarch to reach a Sapphire Jubilee milestone. She's marking it privately at her Sandringham estate in Norfolk. That's the end of the news.
Thank you. We're never sure.
Sorry?
We're never sure, so it's just going to have an indication.
You need a lovely outline. I think better than that's the end of the news.
It needs to be catchier than that.
Well, the weather stab could just get paid straight away. That would signify the end of it.
Yeah, but, you know, I think you need a little catchphrase, a little signature catchphrase.
You don't want one.
Any?
No.
All the news, all the time, I'm Victoria Bourne.
No, because then I'll have to be here all the time.
Some of the news, some of the time.
That's more accurate.
Some of the news when I'm in. I'm Victoria Bourne. Yeah? We could come up with one if you want. Look, 87222.
Send these in.
87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then give us a sign-off phrase for Victoria and we'll road test them over the next week.
Okay.
See which sounds best coming out of your mouth. Yeah?
Yes, John.
Look, I'm just helping.
I don't know why you have to say coming out of my mouth. Where else would they come out from?
Well, I don't know. Depends on what people send in. I don't know what people are going to suggest yet.
Oh,
that'd be a sign-off, wouldn't it?
Oh, my.
Wow. I mean, it would signify the end of the news. Very much the arse end of the news, if I'm honest.
I just want to put it out there. If that's
don't put
a suggestion,
it out there.
I'm not testing it.
You're not testing that one?
No.
Can you not leave it on cue?
No.
Okay.
And I don't want to be able to.
Okay. Anyway, we can take suggestions for your news out then. There you go, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already wanted.
Start your message with something Victoria can say at the end of the news with her mouth.
Yes. To be specific. Now, though, here's the weather. Here's the weather. Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Always end on a high.
Why do you keep... That's like your catchphrase now.
I know.
It's not even good.
Just, at least I've got one.
Oh.
Whatever. Dry and bright in the east, turning wet and windy from the west. Highs of 9 degrees.
See, you do follow my advice, though, so that's good.
Well, I always write the high looking forward to little bit later this afternoon.
Always end on a high.
Yeah.
Now here's Ben, he's got a catchphrase, with the pre-recorded sport.
Yeah, it's good.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Former England all-rounder Dominic Cork has told Talk Sport Joe Root is the ideal candidate to replace outgoing Test cricket captain Alistair Cook. He stepped down after his side failed to win any of their last three series, most recently beaten 4-0 in India. Cork told Talk Sport Cook won't have made the decision lightly.
When you've been on a pitch and things aren't going well and you're the leader, you take the responsibility. He spoke to his family and I think it is the right time and with Joe Root coming on, you know, got a perfect replacement.
Everton midfielder Gareth Barry believes Romelu Lukaku can fire the Toffees into the Champions League. The Belgian striker has been linked for a while with a move away from Goodison Park to an elite European side. Barry told TalkSport if Lukaku stays put, he can help the club achieve that status. Finally, on to rugby. England lock George Cruse has been ruled out of the remainder of the Six Nations and is now bigged out for the Lions tour. He injured his knee in training last week and will have surgery tomorrow. He'll be out for 3 months. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, could you be eligible for shin compensation? Over the last year, the number of people who've successfully sued after bashing the front of their legs on objects has increased by 300%, with the shin sue business now being thought to be worth up to £3 million. The change comes after the landmark case in December 2015, in which a man successfully sued a cleaner for knocking his shins with a hoover.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news. Ben's got that powered by TalkSport one.
Yes.
So you could appropriate that for now.
Powered by Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. Keep thinking, it's fine. All right. In the next bit, Sophie's going to be here with Work Experience Punditry. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Three things for you to get your texting teeth into this afternoon, then catchphrases for Victoria from the news to sign off the news with. We are also taking your ideas as to what the RMT might be angry about after we discovered earlier that they've been angry since the coming of electricity to the rails after steam. Just getting word, by the way, that a man in Derby, a hobbyist, has bought a new model train for his Hornby set that he's got in the loft. And the RMT are surrounding his house because they don't like the change. They don't like he's got a new train. They don't like it. So. Also this afternoon... Oh, by the way, you can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You can probably also email us. But if you are going to do that, try not to slag off Catherine Jenkins or the Honor System, okay, David? Now, of course, at the weekend, it was the Superb Owl in America. And so Lady Gaga, jumped off a roof, of course, down a zip wire like Boris Johnson once. And then she threw a microphone on the floor and jumped into a pit or something. And so today, we thought today's texting, easy, really. Super Bowl and music, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess it's...
We should say we both struggled with this because obviously we don't know anything about the Super Bowl.
No, very little about music.
Yeah. So what we've done is just largely guess. So we do encourage, you know, to really take the simple bits of Super Bowl with this.
Yeah, because I know there are a lot of complex terms in it and I don't know them. So, I mean, we've even gone down the route of food people eat while watching it.
Yeah.
Like Doritos. Like I've gone Dorito Aura. Dorito Aura.
Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl, isn't it? And music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what... I even went Michael Ball, because I know they've got one.
I had the Post Shop Boys, because they have posts.
Good. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. And, well, I sort of struggled after that, if I'm honest. Highway to Helmet. So anyway, you can they wear a helmet. Join in with that if you want. You know, whatever. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
While you're thinking about all those things, I'll keep you busy this Monday afternoon. Let's do some work experience punditry. Sophie. is back, as she is on a Monday with TV from the weekend. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello there. How was your weekend?
Very good, thank you.
Did you watch The Superb Owl?
I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
Okay. So you're not going to be reviewing that then?
No, I won't be.
No. Do you know anything about it? Do you care?
No.
No, me either. Didn't see it. So you are instead, what were you feasting your work experience eyes on for us?
Well, first up, we've got the Netflix's I Boy, which is arguably a film, which me and Cornelius did discuss.
So when you say discuss, so it's discussedly a film or arguably a film? Did you argue or discuss?
I mean, we didn't really argue because I was laying down the law.
Yeah.
I was saying that this can't happen again.
Right, because it's a film.
It's a film.
But it's on the television. It's a TV
film.
Is
Netflix.
It a TV film?
It's on Netflix. It's very hard to say.
Ah, you see the boundaries, isn't it? Ever shifting. Well, we had, what's his name from it, didn't we?
Bill Milner.
Thank
came
you.
In.
Came
he
in
here
to talk about it. And he was very nice.
He's
a nice
bloke. He sounded good as well.
Very, very good. He sold it well because, as I put to him at the time, it sounds like a ludicrous episode of Black Mirror.
Yes.
And he sort of went, probably. So what is it any good?
It is quite good, actually.
There we go.
Yeah, I quite liked it. Yeah. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, you're friends with old Bill.
Old Bill Milner.
Yeah.
He's friends with the old Bill. That's something different.
Oh. Yeah, that's a very different thing. But anyway, carry on.
So it basically is a sort of strange, sort of almost teenage-like Black Mirror. Basically, what happens is Tom, who is played by Bill, basically finds his friend Lucy being attacked by two masked men, and basically he runs off, tries to dial 999, and ends up getting shot in the head, in which his iPhone goes into his head.
Yes.
Which is not explained in the film.
No. I mean, that's where when Bill said, and then my iPhone goes into my head, of course I had to go, what? but that's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then he gets superpowers of an iPhone.
Yes.
Which, of course, we discussed about whether or not, you know, he didn't work properly or his battery didn't last very long and all this kind of stuff. But it turned out, no, he got abilities of a phone.
Yeah, so he can kind of hear what people are texting, and like he gets lots of sort of feedback from phones, and the lights all kind of shine in his face and things like that. And at the beginning, it's very uncontrollable, but he slowly learns to control it, and it becomes a sort of revenge story.
All right, do we have a clip?
We do.
I thought we did. So this is I Boy from Netflix.
Tom?
I'm fine.
You're frightening me. I'm going to call the doctor.
I'm fine. Seriously, I just need to get some sleep.
Does he make that noise the whole way through then? In sort of...
No, that's in the uncontrollable stage.
Right.
So it doesn't...
Oh, that's quite a clever trick, I think, because that's something that, you know, there's a phone, if that you get that noise through audio.
I can't believe how well you can do that with your mouth. That's really good.
Everyone's got a skill.
Yeah, honestly, this is a really hidden talent for you. I can't do it. Can you do it, Sophie? No, see?
That's like a trumpet.
Anyway, so, maybe I've been hit in the head by an iPhone. Maybe I've got other skills. Right, so, what did you think then? You liked it, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's quite refreshingly small-scale, sort of no glossy CGI explosions about it, as with other superhero sort of TV film things. So that was quite nice in a way, and it's very sort of back-to-basics London estate, just simply him and his sort of new strange iPhone powers. So in that sense, it's quite nice. It's sort of a different side of superheroes.
It's good. I mean, again, it's part of that whole Netflix original content thing, isn't it? Which is a whole new outlet for stuff like this, which would not necessarily struggle to find a home, but it's something, you know, Netflix are doing this a lot now with original stuff and new writers, new directors, and so on and so forth, I think. So it's, from that point of view, it's only a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different, I think.
Does it recommend, if you watch that, does Netflix do that thing of recommend? Because you watched this... You can watch that.
That's a great question.
Isn't
I don't
it,
have the answer to.
Well, now you need to go back and look.
I know. I want to know. I reckon it would. It is very similar to sort of Black Mirror.
So that's probably.
I would be surprised if it didn't recommend that.
But it's quite funny that Netflix, who famously bought Black Mirror last year, and had the most recent series, are doing that when it's quite so Black Mirror. I suppose, but I suppose that is part of the algorithm, isn't it? I guess that's how content is driven.
Yeah, I would say it's aimed at a slightly younger audience.
Oh, okay.
Compared to Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But it's still very good.
All right. Hold the. We've got to take traffic and travel. But again, if you don't mind, Sophie, dropping a little tease as to where we might be going next.
Next up is Channel 4's The Jump.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Has anyone left alive?
A few people have, actually.
Oh, I thought everyone was dead now. But that's good news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, the idea of pushing... And it doesn't stop them from appearing on the programme. You know, I think on this series, they're pushing at least three corpses that they strapped skis to down the jump, which we're all looking forward to.
It's their biggest lineup yet ever after all the celebrity deaths last
That's
year.
Right, yeah. A lot of them are coming back for more.
Yeah.
And the good news is they're full of decomposed gas now, aren't they? Mm. The bloated corpses. So when they get landed at the bottom, they explode. So what a spectacle! Great news. As Tina Hobley goes up, is she in it? Don't know. Fine. Anyway, so I don't know if she is. We're going to be talking about The Jump next with Sophie, who's doing work experience. It's a work experience review. That's what we do. Work experience punditry. We take our work experiences and we take them away from the photocopying the cups of tea and we put them in front of the microphone and make them do things for free. That's why they're here. We'll do it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt van awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade contract matte emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's only real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, at the moment on the M6 northbound, we've got heavy traffic and one lane closed off. It is due to a broken down vehicle between junction 18 and junction 19. On the M6 as well through the West Midlands, you're going southbound on the entry slip road at junction 10 for Walsall and Wolverhampton. We've got a lane closed off due to a broken down vehicle. And in Rothwell through Northamptonshire, the A6 in both directions is closed off. It is due to work between the A14 junction 3 and Desborough Road.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Sour.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of texts coming in. Thank you very much for today's superb owl and music texter. This is, of course, some of the terminology from the superb owl at the weekend and music, because Lady Gaga jumped in a hole. Punting High and Low by Aha, says Jeff. For a punt is, by all accounts, something from the Super Bowl. System of a Touchdown, says Alex. Yeah, see, I get that one.
That's very good.
That's fair enough. I don't get this one. All-purpose yardage of innocence.
Yards are in.
Mm. Are they?
Yeah, in Touchdown. What is it? Football.
Superb owl.
Superb owl.
Fine.
Roger has said Tacklemore, which is actually really good.
That is a good one.
He should have said Tacklemore and Ryan Lewis, though, because that's the full name of the act.
I've got one.
Go on.
Quarterback Street Boys.
Yes.
Yes. You could have that.
Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nacho. They eat nachos, don't they? People watching it. Mm. Nacho Otis Redding.
I've got the Fumble Strips.
Yes!
Which is actually, A, a really good one, and B, an excellent band who have gone away. So
good. Gridiron Maiden.
Gridiron.
Something to do with it.
Is it?
Apparently. Right, okay, so if you've got some American superb owl and music puns for Monday Punday, then 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Minutes past 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. We are with Sophie. She is our work experience pundit for a Monday. She brings us television from the weekend. Already we have talked about iBoy out of offer from Netflix. And now we are going to the shattered limb fest that is Channel 4's The Jump. Who's broken what?
Well, a woman called Vogue Williams, who's a model, had to pull out already. She didn't even start the programme.
Yep.
She was replaced by Amy Willerton.
What's that?
Who was Miss Universe Great Britain.
Okay. Has she broken anything yet?
Not yet.
I did see something about Bradley Wiggins.
Yes.
Is that right?
He's in it. He actually isn't as fast as I thought he was going to be. He only just won his little slalom race.
To remind... Now, I've never watched this programme.
Okay.
Right? Oh, but all I'm aware is that celebrities are pushed off a mountain on skis, whether or not they can ski. Is that about right?
Basically. Essentially, what happens is they have to go and learn different types of winter sports. So, for example, this week it was the parallel slalom.
Yeah.
Then they do the skeleton and they do downhill super quick slalom.
Yeah.
I'm not hugely technical on this stuff.
No, fair enough.
And
we're
I
not
think
talk
there's
sport,
also...
It doesn't matter.
Maybe curling? I hope so. I like curling. Actually, maybe not curling.
Oh, right.
But anyway, so they have to learn that, and then they compete against each other, and the losers have to do a jump off the ski
Oh, so
jump.
It's it's a proper high ski jump.
Yeah.
Like from the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, and then whoever jumps the least far gets knocked out.
Right. And at what point do they break things off? Is this during that jump, or is it...
Everything.
Oh, okay.
It's during the training and the competitions and... the jump.
Right.
They all, yeah.
Now, you'd think, wouldn't you, that that would make it entertaining. But do you get to see the injuries, or is it sort of all done in training and we don't?
Yeah, they do the little flashback clips back to what happened this week. And yeah. So you get to see what happened that week during the training, and they yeah. have all the drama in that.
But it has become some of the most dangerous celebrity. Because going back to other contestants of other years, people have shattered things properly, haven't they?
Yes.
I know someone who's on it, Marcus Brigstocke, the comedian, Marcus Brigstocke.
Yeah.
He shattered a leg or something on it, and to fly back with it all strapped to the inside yeah. of a straight in a plane, so I can't remember. But anyway, he hurt himself quite badly doing it. So
it claims to be the most terrifying TV thing ever.
How do they get insurance for it?
That's, I don't know. They have no idea. I think
they get sponsors for the injuries.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea, actually. It's a way forward.
Yeah. This leg cast is brought to you by Selco.
So Bradley Wiggins, what did he damage?
Nothing yet.
No, he broke something, didn't he?
No, he's... No. Yeah, I tell you what, he broke broadcasting regulation rules by swearing live on air.
Oh, yeah.
At 7:30.
I thought he injured himself and was still on it. I thought I read that, no?
No, I haven't read that. Oh, he did, in training.
Thank you.
Did he?
Yeah,
I know more about it than you do.
All right, some of us don't read cyclingweekly.co.uk.
Well, you should. So he injured himself in truck, but then he did say swear, didn't he, at Davina McCall?
Yes, he said the P word, and Jay Jones said the B word.
What's the B word?
The one that means a female dog.
Oh, fine. Is that swearing?
Yes.
Is it?
Well, according to the Daily Mail, so yes.
Oh, well, it's the Daily Mail, isn't it? The D word. all right, so is it any good? I mean...
Basically, this episode was kind of how to, like, was get to know the celebrity. So it was a lot of chit chat and less skiing. So, and the skiing's only sort of 10% of it, and the rest is 90% idle chat about nothing, really.
Right.
So if you're wanting to watch celebrities ski, you're probably not going to get much of that. So, especially because it's on after Ski Sunday, so, you know, there's a bit of a contrast there.
Right.
So it's all right.
Mm. But just... Mm.
Yeah, you probably want to watch it whilst you're eating dinner.
You want a highlight. You want a shattered limb highlight, don't you? You want the bit when the bone fragments come out, and you just want a highlights packet. That'll do, frankly. You don't need all the other stuff, do you?
No.
Just get to see one of them injured.
I don't know if I want to see that, though. Might be a bit dodgy.
You know.
It's like a less fun, more dangerous hole in the wall, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, what they should do is, and I haven't seen the other series, but if any celebrities have ever died during it, what they should do is just strap their corpses to a ski, push it off the top of the jump. But after they've, you know, they're full of decomposition gas, and let them, and see how far they get, and see who explodes the most when they hit at the bottom. That's that.
I think some celebrities would willingly take part in that after their death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, write it into their will, saying, they're so desperate to be on television.
Paul Ross has signed up, apparently. So, finally, what other televisual horror do you have?
This is a little bit of a horror, actually. This is Parenting for Idiots, also on Channel 4. It's basically celebrities in front of a camera talking about how their kids have done funny things, or their children's worst injuries, or how they've embarrassed them.
It's about injuries with Channel 4, isn't it?
It's injury season on Channel 4.
Yeah. How children get nits.
Fascinating.
Mm.
What? So, celebrity parents talk about their own injured children?
Yes.
I mean, what's wrong with television?
To be honest, what's it like?
It's like one of those Christmas things where people talk about their favourite toys or whatever. Yeah. And
okay, so like a floating head programme, isn't that what they're called?
But with injured kids.
Well, it's not just about injury.
It's just the celebrities talking about their children, and one of the topics is how they've injured themselves.
Oh, I got you.
What type of celebrities is it?
So there's Danny Dyer, Sally Phillips, Frankie Boyle, Jonathan Ross, Jamelia, Will Meller, Chris Ramsey.
All right.
Yeah.
I think this could be quite good. I haven't seen it, but do you remember a show called The Law of the Playground, where they did just get comedians talking about their time at school?
No.
It was brilliant.
Was it?
It was so funny, yeah. And it sounds like it's made by the same people, this show, because it's a lot of the same guests. Do we have a clip?
We do.
Oh.
I think we do.
Here it is.
Job number one. He needs a clean nappy.
Change Matthew's nappy. I usually do a full change of clothes as well. Spare clothes, nappies, wipes, etc. Have these. Stop. It's not a toy, Margaret.
Oh, yes!
Margaret, stop it! Find the nappies.
Ready, one, two, three. Oh!
Okay, baby.
Oh.
But I just farted on my hand. Is that a joke? Oh god, this is the place where you open a present. You have no idea what you got. Oh god. Oh no, we're all right. We're fine. Mark, hold the legs. Okay, ready. How would you? How would you do this? Worse than Crystal Maze. You can't.
It's terribly simple.
Okay, well then you do it. Fine. I'll hold the legs. Hey, Matthew.
The fox obviously goes at the front.
Let's lift it. I'm lifting.
It's bottom.
Oh my god! Look what you've done. Oh my god! I'm so proud of you.
Don't touch me.
Well done.
What's your opinion now, Cornelius?
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound as good as the Lore of the Playground.
No, it doesn't.
That's actually a clip of two guys from Made in Chelsea trying to put a baby's nappy on.
Right.
Which is also intercut between the celebrities talking about the children.
I see.
It's an extra bit that Channel 4 thought might be really great.
Is it great?
That bit's not.
No.
I mean, it is funny. There are some good stories and some fun anecdotes, but it's, again, it could have been on radio rather than on TV, that bit. Yeah.
What's it called again?
Parenting for Idiots.
There we go. You also heard about iBoy and The Jump, which we were mercilessly spared a clip of. Sophie, thank you very much for coming in and doing some television.
That's right.
Good. Will you be back next week with more television?
Potentially, yeah.
Right. Oh, also, give it a rate. You've got to rate them, haven't you?
All three.
Collective rating.
Six.
It's not bad, actually. That's all right. All right, Sophie, thank you very much for coming in once again.
Thank you.
Your television. In the next bit of the programme, then you will find the big debate at 3 o'clock, a diversity paper review with Mark. That is, of course, where we review the papers, but alongside a different diversity each day, making us the most diverse programme on the radio. There's every chance we'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. And today, you can win £5,000 in a game.
No, you can't. Sorry, I didn't think you were going to say it there. You cannot win £5,000 on this show at all.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
In the Monday Mystery Quiz, when I hold up something in front of the microphone, all you have to do is identify it. It's just gone 2:30, though. Here's Victoria now with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
A man jailed for murdering a police officer and trying to get rid of his body using acid has been found dead in jail. Breaking Bad fan Stefano Brizzi killed Gordon Semple in South London in April after meeting him on a dating app. A two-day sentencing hearing has started for a man who's admitted killing an American tourist and injuring five other people in central London. The 19-year-old has pleaded guilty to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility following the knife attack in Russell Square last August. Detective Chief Inspector Tony Lyons has praised the quick response of officers.
Could have avoided more injuries being caused. This man was still on the streets armed with a knife when police arrived. They were able to very quickly disarm him and quickly arrest him, so obviously that was a really good outcome.
The government says overseas patients need to be fair to the British taxpayer and pay for NHS care. The Health Secretary has announced that from April they'll be charged up front for non-urgent treatments in England. There are calls for free childcare in England to be scrapped in favour of a system aimed at disadvantaged families. The Institute of Economic Affairs claims those most in need aren't getting proper help due to poorly targeted government subsidies. And the Prime Minister says the Queen is truly an inspiration to all of us as Her Majesty marks her Sapphire Jubilee. Today is 65 years since the monarch took the throne. The weather dry and bright in the east, turning wet and windy from the west with highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. So you've sort of got a catchphrase at the end of the news at 2:30.
Yes.
Because you say there's more in half an hour.
Yes.
Which is catchphrase-esque. But what you need is a catchphrase, as we've been discussing, to sign off the news at the top of the hour.
I don't think we do.
You could say
because the weather jingle should mark the end of it.
Yes, but it doesn't really do the job. I think you need to own it. Mm. And you should say something like, that's the news at the top of the hour.
No.
Oh. Anyway, some suggestions have come in.
Oh, cool. Like what?
Well, do you want to try them out?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one is, Victoria, this is, there's no name on this, but right. Victoria could end the news by saying, may you be surprised by happiness.
That's not appropriate for news, because most of the time it's not happy.
Yeah. Just say it, see what it sounds like.
May you be surprised by happiness.
That's quite good, actually.
Yeah.
It's quite authoritative. Alex has said, you could say good afternoon and good news, or bad afternoon and bad news, depending on how the news went.
What happens if it's as in how well I do the news, or whether it's good or bad stories?
He wasn't specific, but he has used the hashtag Victoria catchphrases.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
it won't trend. You could end the news by going, never. Good afternoon and good news, or bad afternoon and bad news, depending on the content of the news.
Yeah, but I like to always end with something a little bit more positive.
All right.
Oh, Tom has suggested that was definitely all true.
Oh, yeah, because it's not fake news.
There you go.
Okay, that was definitely all true.
By Victoria Bourne.
By Victoria Bourne. Can't even say my name.
No. Yeah. Anyway. It's a problem. But...
that's why I like to be introduced. I don't like saying my own name. So it's been a struggle for years.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can't actually say your own name.
Well, I can, but I don't like the way I say it. I always drag out my surname.
Do it again.
Bourne. That's not how I normally say it, but when I used to work for a different radio company, I used to have to say my name repeatedly. And it was always like, from blah, 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 newsroom.
Global.
I'm like, Victoria Bourne. And it's the Bourne. I can't say it. Like,
why not?
Quickly. I don't know. I've tried.
Try now.
No.
Well, come on, just give it a go. We'll help you through it.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Just do it less. I'm Victoria Bourne.
I'm Victoria Bourne.
See?
But then it doesn't really sound like Bourne, does it?
Hmm?
Doesn't really sound like Bourne.
I'm Victoria Bourne.
You kind of do it a little bit.
Can you say, King Herod murdered all the firstborn? Like, you know, from the Bible. Say that.
King Herod murdered all the firstborn.
There you go. That was Bourne,
yeah,
but shorter.
Use that Bourne.
Use that Bourne.
Okay, so spell my name wrong in my head.
Yeah. So try it now. Try it now. Spell your name wrong in your head. Do it now.
I'm Victoria Bourne.
See?
Is that better?
All those years of struggle, and we've just helped you out right there.
Thanks, John. You're finally useful.
And now here's the bonus news, because Victoria Bourne's news is shorter than it used to be, much like her name. And it's... well, she has to make the time up, doesn't she? And she's got to do that now, because it's time for Victoria Bourne's...
The Return of Mineral News.
Okay, is that it? Right, fine. All right, that's
what were you expecting?
Well, I don't know. I never know what you're going to play there, so I always...
You interrupted it, though.
Should we hear it again?
The Return of Mineral News.
So, I have the conclusion of a court case from Canada from one of the first ever Mineral News bulletins. So, a former Royal Canadian Mint employee has now been jailed. His sentence is 2.5 years for stealing gold coins by concealing them in his rectum. 35-year-old Leston Lawrence stole £100,000 worth of gold in 22 pieces.
It's a big rectum.
I don't know if it was all at once. Oh. But Vaseline was found in his locker at work, obviously to assist the process. So the court heard he used the money to buy a boat in Florida and build a house in Jamaica. And if you want to see a picture of Lawrence, you can.
Yeah, I was just wondering what he looks like.
It's on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, Bourne.
So you just put a picture of a man on your Twitter feed?
Yes.
Who is noted for putting how much up his bum?
£100,000 worth of gold.
Wow. You might get some interesting followers out of this.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think of that. No, you didn't.
I'm so glad I didn't use some hashtags I was thinking of. Okay, and especially for Andrew in Herne Hill, who texted in asking, why is it 45 years for Sapphire when it comes to weddings?
Yes.
But when it's the Queen's Jubilee, 65 years?
Yep.
Well, the difference is essentially UK versus US. So he's thinking of the American system for wedding anniversaries. So in America at 45 years, it's Sapphire. In the UK, we don't celebrate that one.
Oh, right.
But if you do reach 65 years for a wedding anniversary, it's Sapphire as well.
All right, well, there you go.
So
well,
it's UK versus US.
There you go. We've actually helped someone this afternoon.
It's like and the mystery hour.
There you go.
Mineral mystery hour.
So generally speaking, the longer the period of time, the more precious or durable the material associated with it. So there you go.
I see. Any more mineral news?
No, that's it.
All right, fine.
It took me a long time to find that out.
So there we go. That was
the return of mineral news.
Every day it's different. if you don't count more than 3 days. Vegetable news, animal news, mineral news, because that covers everything off for Victoria's bonus news. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed there.
Okay.
Good. So, in the next bit of the programme, more sign-off catchphrases for Victoria's bulletins are very welcome. 87222 for
that. Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a sign-off phrase for Victoria Bourne.
Victoria Bourne. Also, the diversity paper review on the way. Mark will have it today, as I say. The big debate at 3 o'clock. What happened to Cornelius at a party on Friday when he got drunk? George Galloway channeling Taylor Swift. And today's mystery quiz, £5,000 up for grabs before
no,
the show.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct redress. Experts in financial claims.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M1 through Bedfordshire, the traffic's moving fine, but we do have roadworks, speed restrictions and a lane closed on the M1 in both directions, just between Junction 12 and Junction 11 at Dunstable Road. You'll also find through Cardiff the M4 in both directions. We've got one lane closed off. That's between Junction 33 and 34, again for work. And the M5 through Worcestershire in both directions. Watch out for some speed restrictions due to work just between Junction 6 and 4A. I'm Poonam Verma.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, what you probably do know already is that the news is quite complicated. We do, of course, know that last night there was, or overnight certainly, in Britain, an interesting result that no one was really expecting in the Superb Owl competition in the Americas, of course. So this is when American people bring their owls for judging. In a stadium in Texas, Lady Gaga performed, of course, as well. Snowy owls, tawny owls, all allowed in. But sadly, brown owls, thanks to Trump, not so much. But there's a travel ban there. A judge overturned it and so on. So well, David Beckham's in the news for swearing in an email, apparently. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
Many
it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, which is why we're here to help, of course, by, well, just analysing the news, really, through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables, we present the news in haikus.
Lodger at Nye, Jules, although rumour has it, he did the lodging.
The news in haiku. Joins us in the studio now. You will know, I'm sure, that we are the purveyors of the most diverse radio feature in radio. I'm going to say in all of broadcasting. By bringing you a paper review. Not so much on its own. That's just a paper review. They're two a penny, aren't they, across the industry. You've seen them on the television. You've heard them on the radio. So what? A paper review. But ours is a diversity paper review. A different diversity each day going through the papers. Thus ticking those necessary boxes, and rightly so. And we welcome back Mark, of course, whose diversity is that he is...
brown.
Yes. And, Mark, what newspaper have you been looking at first?
The Daily Mail.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, then.
A fine purveyor of news.
Yes.
If you are that way inclined.
Yes. What have they to say today?
Apparently Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift...
yes.
...has given her first and last gig of 2017.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, apparently she was performing at a VIP Super Bowl, or Superb Owl, as I know it's known in this show, event yesterday for very important people. And she announced that this was going to be her first and last gig of 2017.
Right. So this wasn't... obviously, Lady Gaga famously performed at the Superb Owl.
Yeah.
The halftime show.
Yeah.
It's a Bilderberg.
So Tay-Tay was, what, at some private thing afterwards?
Before.
Before.
Oh. Before, and said, yeah, that's it. She's she hasn't explained why she's not going to be performing.
Right.
For the rest of the year. And, but yeah, that's it. You can't see her live. Till 2018 at least.
Right. And are there any new album out or anything? Is this... I mean, I don't follow.
Possibly. The Daily Mail doesn't go into that much detail.
No.
It's not that... obviously it talks about what she was wearing, which...
yeah. Well, as you hear, what was it?
It was a... hold on. Shows off her toned legs in a darling short sparkly dress.
Obviously.
And she knelt on the stage at one point as well.
Did she?
Yeah.
The harlot.
She's probably getting right into bad blood there.
Yeah. Well, later on the programme, we've got a recording of George Galloway.
Oh, wow.
Performing Taylor Swift.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. That's coming in. That's coming on the programme in under an hour.
He's a massive big fan of hers.
Well, you'll hear what happened when he came on this programme and Taylor Swift was invoked. That's all I'm going to say.
I heard him explain to a broadcast assistant, an assistant producer outside, when he was in last week, that Shake It Off was actually all about the miners' strikes of the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, not many people are aware of that. George Galloway, of course, I think he was co-writer on it.
Yeah.
For that reason, I think it's it's the mother of all pop songs in many ways. Mm.
Yeah. But he wrote it under his writing song pen name, which is Gigi.
Yeah. Right. Lady Gigi as well, weirdly.
Yeah, bizarrely. Yeah. But, you know, that's how he self-identifies. Who am I to disagree?
It's fine. He's good. The man has a hat. Don't argue with it.
Yeah.
So George Galloway on the programme later performing Taylor Swift. What next?
Britain's Got Talent. It's a popular Saturday night. It's not a Saturday night show, is it? It comes on during the week, does it?
I don't know. It is Saturdays, and then in final week, they do it every night in the week.
There you go. Well, it's come under some criticism from Simon Brodkin, who you probably know as Lee Nelson.
Yes.
Yes.
Because apparently he's managed to kind of sneak into it as a, I think he's a fake rapper.
A fapper. Yeah. So why has he criticised it?
Just one of his hoaxes.
Yeah, it was a hoax, and he says that Britain's Got Talent is all set up and it's all part of a big thing to get people famous and make money for Simon Cowell.
Well, it would be. Yeah.
I'm not sure who ever denied that. I'm not sure who thought that this is a serious talent show.
I think we all sort of know this, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's all, as we know with any of these programmes, they're all edited to tell people's stories and thus hook the public in terms of a narrative.
Yeah.
All of which is artificially created in the edit afterwards. I thought everyone knew that.
It's not only that, it's a lot of the acts as well are already performing acts. Like, for example, America's Got Talent had... I mean, in the past few years, the boy with tape on his face, who's a well-established act in this country, Paul Zerdin, the ventriloquist. So I think they do a lot of the same hit. It's like,
but hang on, they're not even American.
Yeah, I know, but they go over there, where they're unknown, and do these shows. But
oh, I see.
Rumour has it they're touted by producers to be taken over there to
because
do
then,
them.
Like, as with Boy with the Tape on His Face, and Paul Zerdin, actually, get Vegas runs, don't they?
Yeah,
which makes money for promoters, which is all part of the same deal and makes money, presumably, for the production company.
Yeah, and then one of the winners from... No, I'm not... I don't know whether this, but one of the winners from years ago was that gymnastics troupe who were, like, from... I think Scandinavia somewhere. I can't remember their names, but they can make like elephants with their bodies and stuff, like by climbing up on each other.
They can make elephants with their bodies.
Yeah.
Wow. I could do that if I.
No.
I could do that. I could do that right now if you want me to.
No.
All I need to do is for its ears. I just pull my pockets inside out. My jeans.
Oh dear. It's 2017. I thought we'd be on that, John.
But yeah, from what I know, they were quite established in their home country before winning Britain's Got Talent. So,
well, see, what a scandal this is, isn't it? I mean,
this also happens on the same week that Simon Brodkin has a TV show about starting on Channel 4.
The TV show is about this very topic.
Oh, really?
So that's handy, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
So there was a dog that won as well, Pudsey the dog, which was well established as a one-eyed bear. Before that, wasn't he? A children's bear.
He was a care bear in a previous life.
Yeah. So Pudsey was already famous.
Yeah.
And then he disguised himself.
And then he got that movie deal as well, that awful, awful movie.
Disguised himself
Williams.
As a dog.
Yeah.
And there you go. It's all. Yeah. What else you got, Mark?
This is a story that just infuriates me.
Does it? Good.
Yeah. Chocolate is to shrink by 20%.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I read this. Yeah.
This is because of the sugar police. I think I've mentioned the sugar police in here before, isn't it? Chocolate bars are going to shrink by 20%, which, you know, I'm thinking that's possibly a good thing because I eat too much chocolate anyway. However, they're going to get smaller, but they're going to cost more.
Yeah. More?
More.
Not even the same?
Not even the same. They're going to go up in cost because apparently it costs millions, if not billions, to... make chocolate bars which are smaller.
How does it cost millions to do that?
Well, according to the people who manufacture chocolate, it's because they've got to refigure and recalibrate all their factory machines, which is going to cost them lots of money to do. And they've got to reorder all new wrapping and everything's got to change. They've got to get workers with smaller fingers and hands, presumably, as well.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to make chocolate... not quite bigly, but smallly.
Yeah, well, this is all to do, isn't it, with the whole, you're right, the sugar problem.
Yeah.
But you can't, you can artificially flavour things like yoghurt and with sweeteners because it doesn't really alter the taste that much, and that's fine, it's more healthy. But chocolate, they've tried, and you can't use anything but sugar because it really alters the taste of chocolate and doesn't taste the same at all.
It's supposed to give you a laxative effect as well, the sweeteners in chocolate.
That's right. So that's the problem. So in order to comply... they've got to just make the bars smaller.
Yeah.
And you're livid about this, aren't you?
I am absolutely livid, because I, you know...
But if people like
I don't have many addictions in life, but chocolate's one of them.
If people like you had just an ounce of self-control,
yeah,
right, then the rest of us wouldn't have to suffer, would we? Because, you know, if there's a chocolate bar, you don't have to eat it all, Mark, do you?
Why not?
You see, there's the problem.
I'm keeping people who make chocolate employed.
That's the problem right
there.
People,
you know, in Bourneville and in Slough
Wonka.
And in Hayes and, yeah, wherever he's got his factory,
yeah,
they need work, and people like me are keeping them employed. What are you doing to help them stay in employment?
Yeah, nothing, you're right.
Yeah. You're
So what are you going to do? You're going to protest this? You're going to take to the streets?
Well, there's nothing I can do apart from dig a large, giant ditch in my garden, go to my nearest wholesaler,
yeah,
and buy lots and lots of normal-sized chocolate bars and bury them.
Yeah, for the future use.
For future use,
yeah.
And hopefully for future generations to see how good my generation had it once.
What are they doing? Is it like with a Twix? Are they going to be shorter, or do you just get one bit of Twix? So just as a for instance, Kit Kat, four fingers, three fingers.
Who knows?
Because that's a possibility, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is four fingers better than three fingers, in your experience?
The more fingers, the better.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see...
Sometimes when I get a Kit Kat, yeah, I snap the four fingers in half, so there's two twos, and I stack them together.
That's good.
That is great. And it's a different taste and texture to a Kit Kat Chunky as well, there. Because a lot of people are like, well, that's a Kit Kat Chunky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not. It's different, because there's chocolate in the... There's a solid bar of chocolate in the middle.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know,
good, yeah, chocolate advice there. Good work from Mark. What do you want to end on?
Can we do some birthdays?
Oh yeah,
this is my favourite bit of the week.
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, it's traditional for newspaper reviews to do the birthdays. I don't like to be left out, so give us a list of today's exciting birthdays, if you would.
Military historian Alan Mallison is 68. Matt Batt, the composer, is 68. Right Reverend John Davies, the Bishop of Swansea, is 64 today. Happy birthday if you're listening,
yeah,
Reverend. I know you're a big fan of the show.
He is.
Professor Roger Greenhow, the vascular surgeon, he's 76.
Yeah.
And the chairman of Ernest & Young, Nick Land, is 69.
Great. And should we sing happy birthday to them? Because I know that's what they want.
That's what they want. So I like this is my favourite part of the week, because I feel like Andy Peters back in the Brooklyn
Company. It's good, isn't it?
I know. It's great, isn't it?
I know. Okay, let's sing happy birthday to all of those people.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Alan Mallinson, the military historian. Mike Batt, the composer. The Right Reverend John Davies, of the Bishop of Swansea. Professor Roger Greenhow, the vascular surgeon. And Nick Land, the chamber of Ernest & Young.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
In the next bit of the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be George Galloway channeling Taylor Swift. There will be today's mystery object. I will be holding up something in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify it. You could win £5,000.
No, you can't. £5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon here on Talk Radio. That's £5,000 actual.
Definitely not actual.
Might even throw
no in money to be won here.
Might even throw
nothing to be thrown in.
Might throw in a holiday.
Nope. We can't pay for holidays around here, John. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Right, then. It's, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Thank you very much, Mark, by the way, for today's diversity.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
The new Vauxhall Mokka X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mokka X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mokka X offers. personal contract hire offer on Mocha X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advanced rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon, Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Breaking Bad inspired murderer dies. UKIP politician to pay out thousands for libel. And the Queen makes history.
Talk Radio.
Cannibal killer Stefano Brizzi has died in prison. The Ministry of Justice has confirmed the death of the 50-year-old who strangled police officer Gordon Semple in London and dissolved his body in acid. He was serving a life sentence at HMP Belmarsh. A teenager who went on a knife rampage in London has admitted killing an American tourist during the attack. 19-year-old Zakaria Bulhan stabbed five others in Russell Square in August last year. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
A summer's evening turned into a tragedy when, completely unprovoked, Bulhan lashed out with a kitchen knife as he walked past a series of hotels. The court heard he was suffering an acute episode of paranoid schizophrenia at the time. American tourist Darlene Horton died at the scene the day before she was due to fly home. Bulhan will be sentenced tomorrow.
Rotherham's three Labour MPs have won a total of more than £160,000 in libel damages from a UKIP MEP. It's over comments Jane Collins made about the town's child abuse scandal in a speech in September 2014. The MEP claimed the group knew about widespread attacks in the city but didn't act, a claim they all deny. The British Medical Association has warned plans to charge overseas patients for non-urgent care could cause chaos and confusion. The Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt says the new rules, which are due to come into force in April, could save as much as £500 million a year. And there have been gun salutes and celebrations in London this lunchtime to mark the Queen's Sapphire Jubilee. She's made history by becoming the first British monarch to spend 65 years on the throne. The Prime Minister says Her Majesty is an inspiration for the nation. Anna Whitelock is a royal historian.
Our successor will be Prince Charles. He's certainly not got another 65 years in him unless, you know, medical advance escalates quite quickly. So I don't actually think we're going to see a reign like the Queen's possibly ever again, and certainly not in the near future.
That's the end of the news.
Ah. Well, now...
Can that be my catchphrase? No, I mean, it does what it says on the tin. Well, I could say it with more gusto if you want. That is the end of the news.
There are some other suggestions coming in for your on-the-hour catchphrase, as we've established this afternoon. You don't have one, and we don't know when the news has stopped.
Yeah. The thing is, though, John, I would just like to say for months and months and months and months... You did know when the news has stopped. Mm. This wasn't a problem. But recently, it's somehow become a problem. So I don't know what it is.
I'm just trying to help you with a catchphrase.
I just think you should pay more attention.
Newsreaders
So Alex says, you could say, that was news, this am John, I are Victoria Bourne.
I'm not saying that.
Okay. That was that was news powered by Talk Radio's coming suggestion.
Well, we've already said that, okay. No.
Jeff says, Victoria should just yell, news stopped now, when finished.
Okay, shall I try that one?
Yep.
The news is stopped now!
I don't think it's quite what we're aiming for.
Why not?
Tonally, I think we're just
also,
slightly
I could
off.
Go gravelier if you want.
Try gravelly.
The news has stopped now!
There we go.
try high-pitched.
Hang on. The news has stopped now!
Don't do that ever again. Don't do that ever, 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 ever again. Ever again. By the way,
I just say that to people who can't see what just happened, John just flinched and ripped off his headphones.
I did. He burst my ears out. By the way, the Queen, this whole six, you've got the date wrong.
No.
Because the Queen became Queen.
No, this is...
In 1953. So it's only 64 years.
Well, the people who... Are you sure?
Yes!
I think you're wrong.
Coronation. What was the date? That was... She was...
Well,
the coronation, she became queen.
Offhand, I don't know. But...
It's June 1953.
Yeah, but we're not celebrating her coronation. We're celebrating her accession to the throne, which is when her father died, so she was monarch.
So you're allowed to be queen before the coronation, is that the rules?
Yes.
All right. Then you got the date right.
Thanks.
Okay. Right, that was...
I'm glad you admitted your error.
Victoria there.
I've still got to do weather.
Oh, that's a good sign off.
What? Just say that.
I've still got to do weather.
Still got to do weather.
Yeah, there you go. Mm.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here comes
John,
the weather. Yes?
Because you've made me say loads of stuff, I'd like you to sing the weather jingle, please.
She's got the weather, she's called Victoria, she's got the weather, she's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Dry and bright in the east, turning wet and windy from the west, highs of 9 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
More in half an hour?
Well, in 23 minutes.
No. More in 23 minutes. All right, well, there you go. Now, while we still work on Victoria's sign-off catchphrase for the top of the hour, here's a man who knows all about a sign-off catchphrase because it's powered by TalkSport. It's Ben. It's the pre-recorded sport, which... is live today from the aforementioned Queen's coronation, 2nd of June, I think it was, 1953.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. Alistair Cook has resigned as England's test captain, but he hopes to continue playing. He stepped down after his side failed to win any of their last three series, drawing with Pakistan and Bangladesh and losing 4-0 in India. Surrey captain and England bowler Gareth Batty told TalkSport 2 of his respect for the outbound skipper.
It's an amazing feat to go 59 tests, if I'm honest, and I think it should be celebrated. A gentleman that's been nothing but brilliant for his country, put everything on the line. I have nothing but admiration.
The Queen moves to the throne to receive the homage of her princes and peers.
And he should be celebrated as far as I'm concerned.
Everton midfielder Gareth Barry believes Romelu Lukaku can take the side up into the Champions League. Barry said the club and the Belgian striker achieve their ambitions together. Finally, rugby, England lock George Cruz has been ruled out of the rest of the Six Nations. He's now a big doubt for the Lions tour as he needs knee surgery. Marco Vanapola, meanwhile, will join up with the squad this week as they prepare to face Wales on Saturday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport powered by TalkSport live from the coronation of Her Majesty the Queen, June 9th. Stop very quickly. 1953. Some kind of fade out would have been better. But anyway, thank you, Ben. Thank you, Victoria. And next we will be doing the big debate here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is time for the big debate. So, the truth. Has it been bent by Beckham or by email hackers? Who Team Bex insist of doctors did is angry swearing about Catherine Jenkins getting an OBE. And meanwhile, Her Majesty the Elizabeth of Her Majesty the Queen of the Second, who famously bestows the OBEs, is celebrating, as we've been talking about, her Sapphire Jubilee. 65 years on the throne, prompting so many comments from well-wishers this afternoon. Prince Charles made a statement, of course, earlier. It went,
yes, 65 years on the throne, yes, 65 years. Yeah, I mean, absolutely fine, isn't it? It's not like anyone else is waiting to have a shot of it, is it? Bloody woman.
But whether or not Beckham gets a knighthood may now be in question over his apparent email ranting. And it takes nothing away, of course, from his tireless work promoting himself and his pouting wife. Now, on the line, listening to me say all these things, particularly the word tirelessly, and then only taking the first bit of it, which is the word tire, is Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff.
How do, John?
How do? Thank you very much for calling in. Now, you heard me say...
Pleasure.
You heard me say tirelessly there. Obviously, the front part of that word is the word tire. And you've called in, and I understand, I've been told in my ear by our researchers that you are very anti-tyres. You think we've had tyres for a long time. They've been a way of getting vehicles around, certainly, haven't they, for too long, you say. Is that right?
Well, the thing is, well, John, the greatest inventions of the world has ever seen, you've got things like sliced bread,
yes.
Thermoses,
yep.
Channel 5,
yep.
The Bible,
yes.
And wheel, right? The
yep.
wheel. And some person's come along and go, how can I make this better? Oh, no, I'll put a bit of rubber around it. I mean, I wouldn't go for that. They'll be putting rubber on Channel 5 next.
Right, so you're saying that things are perfectly acceptable on their own, they don't need
yes.
any rubber on them at all?
No.
Are we talk. What about contraception?
Well, I'm not a sexy expert.
No.
But, I don't. Made me all blush now, John.
Oh. Let me bring in Timmy, who's on the other line. He's listening to you there talk about it. Timmy, should we put rubber on anything?
Hiya, John. Yes, I think we do. We should yes, put rubber on things. Yes, especially wheels. Tires
yep.
are
oh.
what that is. Rubber on a wheel. They are very necessary.
Why?
Just think about. Well, I was going to tell you. You just interrupted me.
Okay.
That's rude. Okay. I was going to tell you. Just think about what a wheel is. It's just a bit of metal, isn't it? Really. Without a tire, it would just be scraping around the road, not doing very much, not really getting much traction onto the road surface. They'd provide grip, which I think is exactly what Jeff should be doing. He should be getting a grip.
You sound like you're living in a dream world.
Oh,
yeah,
I
but acceptably, maybe Timmy's dream. Maybe Timmy's dream world is a world of tyres. I mean, it's a dream world. He can have it, whatever he wants in there. I mean, let's find out before you come back on that, Jeff. Timmy, is your dream world full of tyres?
Yes.
There you go, Jeff. He says it's full of tyres, and it's a dream world. There's nothing wrong with that. If he wants to put rubber around his dreams, what's wrong with it?
It sounds like a nightmare world to me.
Right.
That's just the worst thing I've heard. That's the worst thing I've heard all day, actually.
Well, what's it worse than you've heard? Because we know the best things you said were sliced bread and Channel 5.
Yeah, Channel 5.
So what are the worst things? Is it unsliced bread and Channel 4?
It's tyres, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan, I've got to be honest, of fans.
Right, well, I mean, would you... Is everything worse, but made worse, by putting rubber around? I mean, this is what I'm trying to... Yeah, everything.
Yeah, everything.
All
everything.
Right. Okay. What would you, if you made an error with a pencil, how would you erase it?
I'll just throw the paper away.
Right. Fine. All right. Timmy, you'd rather throw the paper away than use anything rubbery.
Yep.
No, just get your car, reverse over it with your rubber tyres, and it'll be erased after about three or four goes.
Yeah.
I don't drive. I'm not allowed.
It's your fault.
Well, all right, look, let's take Jeff's argument one stage further. Do you accept, Jeff, that we do have vehicles? You've got nothing against vehicles, am I right?
Nothing against vehicles per se, no, they're handy for getting around in, I suppose.
There we go. So what would you suggest we move them around on if we were to follow your argument and get rid of tyres? What would you... I mean, for instance, you might come back and say, well, John, the thing is, you know, there are other things that are as fast as cars, which,
yes.
for example, a cheetah. Right?
Cheetahs, yes.
Yeah. So would you be in favour of, and I know some people have suggested this in the past, grafting cheetahs' legs onto cars in the place of where the tyres and the wheels would go, and then mechanically making them move in order to propel the car along at the speed it's used to. Would you be happy with that?
Yes, I would. In fact, I think I would start a petition to do that, because petitions are all the way rage nowadays. So let's start a petition. Let's get it into Parliament. Let's get them getting bloody cheetah's legs on, what was it? Cheetah's legs on vans?
If you,
wheels,
yes, vans, on anything, yes. I mean,
all of them.
Give me the line for the petition. What would you say? What am I signing up for?
You are signing to make sure that all tyres are eradicated, and you are making sure that all wheels are now got the fastest animal on the planet, so everyone can go. I guess you'd have to sell more brakes, wouldn't you, though, really?
Jimmy, what do you make of that? Because it's not about the cars moving around, and we can do that with some mechanised cheetah legs that we've sort of cut off big cats.
I didn't say mechanised.
He didn't say mechanised. All right,
just cheetah legs.
All right, cheetah legs.
I'll vouch for him. He did not say mechanised.
Would you then? Are you saying then? Okay, Jeff. Sorry, I didn't really understand your argument.
Don't put words in my mouth, John.
I wouldn't do that. I want to get to the bottom of the situation. So you're saying that they're still attached to the cheetah. So the cheetah is actually, you need four cheetah in the car at each corner of the car, right?
Yep.
For example, running to move the car along. But my point is that's a danger to the passengers, isn't it? Because a cheetah, four cheetahs in a car would possibly, potentially, eat the occupants.
Well, not if they were steeled, like Tupperware or something. Big Tupperware.
Right, so you put Tupperware around a live cheetah.
I mean, I'm not writing this down and drawing a sketch. I'm not sure it will work, actually, but it looks good.
Well, at least you're thinking, if you're thinking about an alternative. Most people, when they ring in and complain to Talk Radio, they don't have a solution. They just ring in and moan about something. But at least you're thinking through the solution, which I admire.
I'm always thinking of solution.
Yeah. It's good that you want a solution in many ways. Timmy, you're in favour of tyres, as we've established. If you like them so much, can you give me some words that rhyme with the word tyre?
There's fire, there's crier, like Barry Crier and Town Crier. There's mire, that's the word. Shire, like Lincolnshire.
Like a horse as well, like a horse.
A shire, yes, of course.
Liar.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you liar. Little liar.
I stuck up to you before, and John, put words in your mouth. Leave me alone. Do you want more words, John?
No. I want you to listen to this bit of music, though, because it's important that this is part of the issue. Have a listen to this, yeah.
So tired of waiting,
And the Kinks make a fair point there, but have a listen to it in Jeff's world.
So,
if you get rid of tyres, that's what's going to happen to the Kinks. Right.
So? Just say bored instead. I'm so bored of waiting. Tyres, John. Tyres, right. Okay, it's just another part of the car that's named after sleep deprivation. You know that, don't you? You're tired.
Yes.
Exhausted.
Yes.
You know, and knackered.
Go on.
Yeah. Is it about the air? Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden at all? I don't know whether you've heard.
I try not to listen to them, if I'm honest.
Right. Well,
it's not good.
There's one they're doing here, which
trials
I think
with Leslie Nielsen. Did you say
no? Trials in Sweden, which I think
Leslie
is
Leslie Nielsen,
which is interesting because what they've done there. Because what
did the Naked Gun?
What's in a tyre? What's in a tyre?
Is that like one of those rhetorical questions? Like
it is rhetorical. I'm going to tell you, it's air, isn't it? And they've done in Sweden is, because of air pollution, they have got rid of tyres, so the clean air that's sealed in a tyre and has been for however long the tyre has been there is clean, of course, and the polluted air. They've got rid of tyres, they've let the air out of the tyres, and it's replaced all the polluted air. It smells faintly of rubber, but it means they've got cleaner air. They've got no tyres, they've got cleaner air. There is the best country in the world, Sweden, isn't it?
You know, I don't think they actually did that, John. I don't think they've done that. I think you're making that up.
No. Those are trials they're doing in Sweden. Google it. Google it. Anyway, look, we've got to end the debate there because I'm fed up of you. So let's end the debate in one word for me. Timmy, one word to end the debate, please.
Rubber, I guess.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bad year.
Lovely. Right. If you've got an opinion on tyres, do we need tyres? They're there, aren't they? If you're driving, you're probably using them now. But do we need them? That is the question. Certainly in post-Brexit Britain, when we've got honey and baby monkeys. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's the big debate. It's Talk Radio and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got a Fakro 780 by 980mm centre pivot roof window for only £159.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
It's your last chance to get great savings on selected sofas at DFS. Hurry, savings end today.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Looking slow at the moment on the M1 northbound through Buckinghamshire, just between junction 14 and junction 15. You'll also find through Bedfordshire on the M1. We've got speed restrictions and the lane closed due to work in both directions between junctions 12 and junction 11. In Cardiff, the M4, one lane's closed off there in both directions between junctions 33 and 34. And through Worcestershire on the M5, got some speed restrictions just between junction 6 and junction 4A.
I'm really proud of my dad. He put everything into the farm, you know. Ploughing the fields, fixing the fences. Now I think of it, he spent more time talking to his tractor than he did to Mum. When it came to organising a hearse for his funeral, there was only one choice.
At the Co-op, we know how important those personal touches are. With over 100 years of experience, we'll do everything we can to help you give a loved one a fitting farewell. Co-op Funeral Care. Call or visit us online.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good it. It is an afternoon and I wish you a good it. Now, you heard the big debate there, of course. Jeff was in his telephone. He was protesting, quite vocally it seemed, against tyres and the notion of whether or not we need them in this day and age. Timmy had heard him talking and phoned in. Kind of angry that Jeff didn't want tyres anymore, because Timmy was happy to encase anything in rubber, whereas Jeff certainly didn't want that, and it was advocating, if you heard it, and it's an interesting argument, isn't it, really, the idea that if you took the car wheels away, you could still propel a car along, by having four live cheetahs, one at each corner of the car, encased in Tupperware for safety. Jeff was right about that, because a live cheetah would eat a person. So encased the cheetah in Tupperware, put its legs through a hole in the bottom of the car, and then the car could move along with cheetah power. Of course, one cheetah can run at about 80 miles an hour. So technically, if all four cheetahs ran at once, that's like 240 miles an hour. That's a fast car. That's almost a supercar. He's got a point. But what do you think? That was the question. We want to know what you think. People have been getting in touch, Cornelius, as far as I'm aware.
Yes, they have, John.
What have they been saying?
Oh, they've been saying lots of things. John, without tyres, what about the word attire? Yeah. Will we all just be walking around naked?
Yes.
Good. John, during Formula One racing track cars things, yes. What would they change in the pit stop? May I suggest they change the onesies that the drivers are wearing, because they're quite difficult to get on and off. Definitely add an element of excitement to quite a boring sport.
Good idea. John, of course, that we're just now seeing this ridiculous craze for the new fashion of celebrities, isn't it? Of just celebrities wearing tyres, going around on tyres, instead of their feet now. Just it's all, they're all about going on tyres, aren't they? Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl last night, of course.
Lady Tyre. That was the headlines this
morning. Wasn't it? Hashtag. Mm. And John, I think the cheetahs on the cars is a good idea, as was suggested there. After all, they say you can't get quicker than a quick fit fitter, but cheetahs would be quicker than a quick fit fitter, certainly in a race over about 100 metres, much like both princes on the front of the papers today. Mm. All interesting stuff. Thank you. Keep those reactions coming in, if you would. Now, let's talk about Cornelius getting chatted up by an old lady. Not his mum for once. Now, regular listeners will know that we discuss Cornelius's love life quite often, such as it is, due to the fact that he was taught to kiss by his own mother at a bus stop on his way to his first Tinder date.
Lies.
About 18 months ago. Since then, his love life has been not there. So it was interesting when he went to a party on Friday night. Now, we all went to a party Friday night. I didn't stay very long at all, because I didn't want to. But Cornelius and Cass stayed for quite the time. Cass has just come in from through the Ask Broadcast, lives through the glass. He's just come into the studio. Hello, Cass.
Hi.
Yeah.
All
right.
So you went to a party, which is a happy occasion. What were you doing there?
I was just there for the booze.
Great. Now, Cornelius.
Yes.
I heard the gossip, and I realise you don't want to discuss this on the radio.
No, not really.
But I heard the gossip that you got off with an old lady.
Well, yeah, well, that's incorrect gossip. Right, I can confirm. No.
I saw it.
That is... Fill us in on what happened.
Well, what happened was, it was an industry party, a very posh thing. We were invited as guests, and everyone was mingling.
Everyone was mingling. Oh, right.
And we so happened to be walking through to the outdoor area, and as I cross paths with this
pensioner
lady of age, she, well, for some reason took quite a liking to me. Yeah. Quite quickly as well.
Right.
To be fair, I was wearing a suit and looking very dashing.
No, you weren't.
Even you said, John.
No.
Nobody said that.
No. So, all right. So, Cass, you witnessed this.
Oh, I did. It was glorious.
So why did the old lady take... is it because...
What do you mean, why?
Well, no, I'm thinking it's because, because of your previous with your mum, right?
No.
Maybe some of her scent had rubbed off on you, and it sort of like it was a sort of a...
What's that? Old ladies are attracted to the scent of middle-aged ladies.
In the wild. So, whilst... what happened, Cass?
Well, we were just trying to get away from Con, and he kept following us. And then he walked past this woman, who then started talking to him.
Yeah.
and I caught one of his eyes.
Cornelius has eyes that look in different directions. He's a little bit like Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age DVD.
And he looked at me, and it was just pure fear.
Yeah.
And the woman was stood with her back to me, so she couldn't see, and I was just laughing.
Yeah. Well, why? So what happened?
She was chatting to me, asking how old I was, what I did.
Wasn't she... Wasn't she a nurse or something? I think she just thought you were a medical oddity.
No, it was. It was very odd for her to be at this event, because it was a very media-y event.
You're the medical oddity.
And I said, what do you do? Because, you know, there might have been job opportunities there.
Yeah.
And I am looking.
Yes.
And she said she was a nurse who just blagged her way in as well. She just blagged her way into this event. She was like, I knew someone on the door. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been going out now?
No. And then we stopped talking. And you know how dire the situation was, because I went then to go and talk to Cass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, do I bring the evening down? And it can't stand a word she says, either.
Apparently, it happened later on as well with another old lady.
Yeah. There was three incidents with women of age there. One of them was just a very... just another lady smiled and said hello to me, but I'd learnt my lesson and just ran off.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to do? Cougar.
Yeah, scary. The third one is, remember when Russell Howard was in the building? This was ages ago.
Oh, the other guy with the eyes that look in different directions. Yes.
On the show, yep. And he didn't have time to interview with us because he was going to Radio 2, so you made me chase him down the street with a microphone.
That's right.
Well, I got... But this was end of the evening
Two in the morning,
and it'd been a free bar all evening.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, I'll go say hello to Russell. And I went up to him, and I was very drunk. And I was like, Russell, do you remember me?
Oh, God.
I was the guy who doorstepped you at TalkSport. And he's like, oh, yeah. I kept talking to him for a while. I can't really remember.
I remember what happened, because I wasn't drinking very much.
Yeah, and then he clearly didn't want to talk to me.
Well, really?
Do you know what he did? Introduced me to his mother and then ran off.
In fairness, it was a two-pronged attack. Because I went
unbelievable.
Over. I saw the
I'd
fear.
I'd never do that to my mum. Just sort of fob off some drunkard. Because I know what she's like.
So Russell Howard, nice guy Russell Howard, like fobbed off his mother onto a drunk man.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Wow. Scoop that is, doesn't it? Look at that. He seems so nice on the telly. But really, he's out of there. He's out of there. Has his mum got wonky eyes like him as well?
I can't remember.
No.
I couldn't really see.
You couldn't see it all, could you?
So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
That was my Friday evening.
So, you got off of Russell Howard's mum. This is excellent news.
No!
And two other old ladies.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
So, that's the gossip from the party.
There it is.
How was your train home at 8 o'clock?
Fine, thanks. It's brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. Just went to bed. It's fantastic. Right, so in the next half an hour of the programme, then, we will be bringing you...
Sorry, Nicholas has texted.
Oh, yeah.
You're like the opposite of Dave.
it's a niche joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
About producer Dave, who essentially is in prison due to students. So... In the next half an hour of the programme, the mystery object quiz. It's Monday mystery. It's Monday mystery quiz. Today's an object. I'll be holding up something in front of the microphone. You have to identify it, and you could win £5,000.
No, you can't.
£5,000 up for grabs for the end
of
the programme.
No, it's not.
Plus, George Galloway channeling Taylor Swift. All coming. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. A 19-year-old has admitted killing an American tourist and injuring five others during a knife attack in London. The Old Bailey heard Zachariah Bullhan had been suffering from schizophrenia when he targeted the 64-year-old last August. He denied murder but pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. Detective Chief Inspector Tony Lyne says crowds of people saw the attack.
This incident happened in central London, near Russell Square. The people involved, the victims and many witnesses nearby would have been out for a night out, visiting theatres and restaurants. it must have been horrific for those people and clearly for the family of Darlene Horton, who unfortunately died as a result of her injuries.
A man serving a life sentence for the murder of a police officer during a sex session has died in prison. Stefano Brizzi was jailed in December for killing 59-year-old Gordon Semple in April. The 50-year-old Italian admitted being inspired by the TV show Breaking Bad as he tried to get away with the killing by dissolving Semple's body in an acid bath. The British Medical Association says it's concerned about plans that will see overseas patients charged up front for non-urgent NHS care in England. The organisation says there's no detail on how it will work in a health service that's already unable to cope with normal operations. Ryanair is partly blaming a faster-than-expected fall in fares for a dip in the amount of money it makes. Profits in the last 3 months of 2016 fell by 8%. And gun salutes have been fired in central London to celebrate the Queen's 65-year reign. Her Majesty is marking her Sapphire Jubilee in private today, as usual, as it's also the anniversary of her father's death. The weather wet in many places overnight, a risk of some ice developing with lows of 3 degrees. Tomorrow, cloud and drizzle will linger in the east while further west. Is that how I meant to say it? Further west. There'll be sunshine and showers, some of which will be heavy and thundery. Highs of 9. There's more in half an hour.
There is. Victoria's half past sign off, but she still needs one for the top of the hour, which we are working on today for her, because Ben from the sport always says that's Talk Sport Radio. What does he say?
That's the sports news powered by Talk Sport.
This has been suggested by Andrew, because obviously you've just delivered facts.
Yes.
So he said you could say you've just been facted by Victoria Bourne and you loved it. That's a sign off.
I can try that.
Yeah,
try
careful. Be careful though with the word facted.
Okay. You've just been facted by Victoria Bourne and you loved it.
Tell you what, that's going to be a lot of people's ringtones in the hour.
Can I just say that the French tickler has been tweeting me some suggestions, which I'm not going to do.
I've seen those, and they're unbroadcastable.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a trick you can do, but I don't suggest you do it on the radio.
It's not.
Okay.
And I won't.
Okay. Victoria there with the news. Thank you.
Okay. Another one's just come in, just quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex suggests, and what about, and remember, never eat shredded wheat.
No.
No? You don't like
totally
that one?
Totally irrelevant.
You could just end on advice, just generally speaking.
Yeah, but... different bits of advice.
Well, I don't
which
know.
Means I mean... then I have to look up loads of advice.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just... But you know, people are helping. People are helping you with this.
I'm appreciative of all the suggestions.
So if you'd like to help out with Victoria's end of news sign-off, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The next bit of the programme, today's mystery quiz, as you could win £5,000.
No, you cannot.
On Talk Radio before 4 o'clock.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know what, I like you. And most mornings you're very welcome to the Full Set Breakfast, but not on the next Full Set Breakfast. Well, I'm going to give you the elbow. Don't panic, I'm talking about main man from Elbow, Guy Garvey, talking exclusively to me, Paul Ross, plus your chance to have your say on the big, burning current affairs issue of the day. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. So could it be
magnificent? The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you then. Now, times are hard, aren't they? It's January. Just gone. You'll have been paying...
Stop it.
You'll have been paying bills. I myself...
We are not paying your bills.
Had to have my car serviced, because it was... And my car needed insured. I had to pay a tax bill. All the credit card bills from Christmas. We're all having that problem. Right, so it's quite an expensive month. So how handy that Talk Radio,
no.
as a prize this
no.
afternoon on the radio...
There's no prize this afternoon on the radio.
Giving away 10...
No, it's not. 10. 0.
It's a rollover from last time.
No, it's not.
Nobody won £5,000 last time, so we rolled
because
it over.
Because there wasn't any money to give away last time.
£10,000.
And now there's still no money to give away this time.
And we'll pay your mortgage off.
No, we what?
Before 4...
Are you paying for this?
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
No, we will. No, we will not.
If you identify the mystery object...
That's irrelevant whether you can identify a mystery object
that I'm going to hold up in front of the microphone right now in today's Monday mystery quiz. So all you have to do is work out what this is. There it is. Holding that up in front of the microphone. What is that? What is it?
It's big. So they're always quite big, aren't they?
Yep. In fact, it's quite heavy, so I'm going to put it down. There it is. Right, what's that that I just held up in front of the microphone? If you correctly identify it, and we will take your suggestions now on 8732.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Then you can win £10,000.
No, you cannot.
And we'll pay your mortgage off.
No, we will not.
And all your bills.
No.
And buy you a car.
No, we won't.
And a holiday.
No.
That's the prize.
Can't afford a holiday here.
It's up for grabs.
No, it's not.
I want to pay for it. It's up for grabs before 4 o'clock. What is it? Some guesses coming in, Cornelius.
Yeah, already. Andrew Higgins says, is it Susan Cowman's funny blown? Funny bone. Right. Come on, it's not a Phil and Holly
that
moment.
That was Freudian. Wouldn't happen.
I knew that she had misplaced it.
That's from Andrew Higgins. Is it a crowded hospital, John? Did you hold up a crowded hospital?
Like in the news.
Yeah. No, I didn't. It's a good guess, but no, I didn't.
It looks similar.
I didn't do that at all.
Similar shadow.
So, no, but you know, it's just coming up. It's time for traffic and travel now.
Actually,
so we're going to roll this prize over.
There's no prize.
Because no one's got it. So what we do is, while you do this traffic and travel, try and work it out. Again, it's gone to £20,000 now.
No, it's not. Where's that money come from?
Rolled over.
No.
Pay off your mortgage.
There's no money, prize, or anything to win here.
Give you a holiday.
Nope.
And you win a car.
No, you won't.
And a speedboat.
No.
All before 4 o'clock this afternoon by identifying the
70s game show.
Mystery object. And here's the object again. There it is. What's that? Put it down.
You handle it with such grace.
I know. What is it? 8732.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag mystery object.
Thank you. 20 to 4. And next, George Galloway will sing Taylor Swift.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
On the M20 coast span through Kent, two lanes are closed. Very slow traffic due to an accident between junction 3 and 4. Through the M6 through Cheshire, northbound, one lane's closed off. There's been an accident between junction 17 and junction 18. Through Buckinghamshire as well, the M1 northbound between 14 and 15. Traffic looking a little bit slow there. And through Oxfordshire on the M40, we've got queues due to an accident. Now on the hard shoulder though, just going northbound around junction 11. I'm Poonam Verma.
Dad always looked out for me. From checking for monsters under the bed, to telling me that Brian was a loser when he finished with me. He even looked out for me when he passed away last year. Turns out he'd already organised everything so I didn't have to.
A prepaid funeral plan from the Co-op covers all the costs of your chosen burial or cremation plan, so your loved ones will never be met with any surprise bills. Funeral care, the Co-op way. Call or visit us online.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon, yes, it is an afternoon. You've probably spotted that on your own. Didn't really need my help to tell you that. Although, of course, the radio presenter's task is to tell you these things that are blindingly obvious, like the time or the day or what's happening. So, here's what's happening. The Queen is Queen, and she's been that for 65 years. It is her Sapphire Jubilee. Earlier on, someone fired a gun in London.
41 times.
That's right.
Because it was a white man, you don't hear that in the news.
No, exactly right.
Typical.
Yes, that's exactly the point, isn't it? Mm. Had a Muslim fired that gun.
Yeah.
Think about what the press would have done. What the Daily Mail would have done with that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one rule, isn't it, for one.
Mm, it's just a lone...
A lone gunman.
Yeah, yeah.
Firing a gun. 41 times in full view of the public. But because it was, a traditional cannon, you know, doesn't get mentioned like
that. No,
it doesn't. It's almost celebrated.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw it on the news, it was almost brilliant that this guy's fired a gun 41 times in central London.
Yeah. I mean, at Tower of London as well.
And think of the security
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there's people everywhere. I saw it on the news there. 41 times. Thank God no one was hurt.
Yes.
Thank goodness for that. I think there should be more cannon control in this country. I don't think people should be allowed to fire cannons. But the reason, as you rightly said, you know, white guy.
Yeah.
This country. Anyway, it's the Queen's Sapphire Jubilee. And, of course, Donald Trump is still furious about the overturning of his travel ban by the, and I quote him, so-called judge. There was a Super Bowl where a Lady Gaga jumped off a roof and then threw a microphone on the floor, caught a glittery ball and jumped in a hole. All the spectacle. There's a lot going on. And the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, it's all right because we're here to help. As ever, we have been busy this afternoon while we've been on air analysing the news for you through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Does politics, sang poker face, that's what Cameron did to Pig.
Poker face. The news in haikus. Now then, before we take some more of your answers for today's mystery object quiz, by the way, and don't forget you now have about 10 minutes of that left to run where you can win, is it £20,000?
No, it's zero, nothing.
And a holiday, and your mortgage paid off, and another holiday now.
No, it's just none of
this.
And
a car and a speedboat.
No, it's not. It's not.
As a prize, and all you have to do is guess what
There's
I'm holding.
There's nothing
up.
You can do to win any of that. John doesn't even have that at his disposal.
Of the microphone, what is this object that I'm holding up now? Identify it, win all of those prizes. They have to go before 4 o'clock. Put it down. There it is. What is that mystery object? We'll take some of your guesses for that in just a moment. But first, I've been promising you George Galloway channeling Taylor Swift. The reason, well, I think revenge is the word I'm going to use. So, as a regular listener, you may recall when paid intern Cornelius, hello Cornelius.
Hi.
After a drunken conversation we'd had in the pub, decided he would phone George Galloway on air and try and get, because this is what we thought we'd do, as many references to Black Eyed Peas songs.
No, it's just the one song.
Oh, is it the one song?
I read the lyrics.
Beg your pardon.
To Where Is the Love.
That's right, yes,
because
of course.
Because we remembered, we realised sort of that the song, which was playing in the pub that we're in, sounds exactly like, the lyrics sound exactly like a typical call into a talk radio show.
That's right. I beg your pardon. I'd forgotten the circumstances because I was drunk. But yes, that is exactly what happened. So, yes, Where Is the Love? Black Eyed Peas. That's right. And read the lyrics out more as good as you can. In the guise of a phone call to talk radio's George Galloway. If you haven't heard it before, here's a reminder of what happened.
Harry's on the phone. Wants to talk about it. Go ahead, Harry.
Hi, George. Thanks very much for having me on. Big fan of the show.
Thanks.
I just want to know, with the UK government, what is wrong with the world and UK governments? And people are living like they've not got any mothers. I think the whole world is addicted to drama and they're only attracted to things that bring the trauma. So overseas, we're trying to stop terrorism. But what they're forgetting is that we've still got terrorism here living in the UK, in the USA. I mean, the CIA, they have the Bloods, the Crips and the KKK. But I want to know, if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to sort of discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, well, you're bound to get irate. And I want to know, where is the love? Because there's people killing, there's people dying, children hurt in here and crying. They're only attracted to what you keep.
Well, very poetic, Harry. I don't know if that was scripted or spontaneous, but clever nonetheless. And I knew it was coming. I knew from the tone of your voice that this was no ordinary call.
Well, there it was. I think you did remarkably well there. And fair play to George, because he just sort of stuck it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you were able to get in the reference to the Crips and the KKK, weren't you?
Yeah.
And all the killing and the crying and the dying. And George stuck it out. But okay, so that was fine, wasn't it? And I think he tweeted after that. Or he blocked Twitter.
He blocked Talk Radio on Twitter
because we put that out as a
He wasn't too happy that he was at mentioned.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, but fair enough. And revenge is a dish best eaten cold, I think.
Mm.
So last week George Galloway came in here because he was sitting in for Sam Delaney. Sam Delaney wasn't very well, so Galloway was sitting in. So we had to do a presenter handover. During it, well, it's fair to say that George, you know, had a go at it himself. He'd obviously decided he'd try and get references to Taylor Swift into the handover as part of a bet. What's coming up on your show, George?
Well, we'll talk about the white paper, but not for long, because it's a white paper because it's empty. It's mainly a blank space, and that's one of the main criticisms of it.
So there's one, right? So you're sort of going, oh, OK, he's got a... All right, I sort of spotted that. Taylor Swift, blank spotted. Blank face. And then did he get another one in?
Mm-hmm.
I think he got another one in for Shake It Off.
Yeah.
So he did Blank Space, and then he had a go at the Shake It Off.
I'm not sure what people were expecting, but they're all very disappointed.
Yeah.
So we'll give some reflection to that, talk to some of the haters.
Haters! The haters gonna hate. He only got two.
Yeah, not a full song.
No, he only got two in there. So, but fair play.
Fair play to him.
You know, someone said, George, try and get Taylor Swift references into your handover. I'm guessing that didn't really happen. But, you know, that's what we got out of it. And I think that's fair enough. And as I say, he's waited 4 months to do this. Because you did that, what, September?
Yeah, yeah, it was, something like that. Yeah.
So he's waited a long time, but he's got us back, so that's fine.
Yeah, fair play.
And there you go, George Galloway, channeling Taylor Swift. I promised you that. I mean, it wasn't worth waiting for, but I did. At least I stuck to my promise, didn't I? And that's the main thing. Right, listen to Talk Radio. Is Sam better, by the way? Or is George Galloway coming in here again? Because now it's even worse.
I think Sam's better. Checked? Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, he's better.
Oh, good. All right, Sam Delaney with us very shortly. Certainly from 4 o'clock, of course, on the programme. Right then. Tomorrow on the programme, don't forget, you can win some meat. We will be giving away meat in a game of band or something or other tomorrow. Your chance to win chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, which we always give away as well, because that's balanced and we're not racist. So that's all to look forward to. Now, speaking of giveaways, we've got £20,000, a holiday.
No, we don't.
Your mortgage paid off, a car, a speedboat.
None of that.
And a fondue set now to give away.
That is not true.
Before 4 o'clock. And all you got to do is identify today's mystery object, which I've been holding up in front of the microphone. Some guesses have been coming in, Cornelius. What else have you got there?
Yes, John says, yeah. Is it a broken promise?
No, it's not a broken promise. Any specifically? I mean, it's...
No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't want to elaborate on
no,
that.
No, fine, fair enough. Who sent that one in?
John.
Okay, fine. Good, and it's not a little jar of Russian prostitutes' wee either, so thank you very much for sending that in, Donald. But I think the only reason Donald's guessed that is because he wants to keep that as a prize, as far as I know. But yeah, Donald, it's that part isn't the prize. But you didn't get it right anyway. It's not some prostitutes' wee. So. So sadly not. Any other guesses coming in?
Yeah, Carl says, yeah. Is it Madonna's pointy bra?
It's not Madonna's, no. But neither is it the glittery ball that Lady Gaga was sporting at the Superb Owl yesterday, of course. I don't know if you saw the Superb Owl. Again, what a spectacle it was, given the... people of America, of course, encouraged to take their owls across to Texas, where they display them, and the most superb owl is chosen. And I think New England's owls were voted the best because of their head-turning capabilities.
That's why it's always on overnight, isn't it? Because it's not
they're nocturnal.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think anyone's got that. I'm not holding up an owl either. So.
No.
I don't think anyone's got it right, so we're going to have to roll the prize over again.
Well, there's no prize.
Till next time. So
zero prize.
While we think about that, let's welcome Sam Delaney into the studio.
Hi
Sam
everyone.
Delaney.
Hi, how you
Sam
doing?
Sam Delaney.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you better?
Yeah, I'm better, yeah.
Yeah.
I was a bit of a mess last time I was in this studio.
You were coughing a bit, weren't
you? Oh,
but I'm on honey and lemon.
Oh, you'd have got that off me, I apologise. Yeah, I left this studio covered in germs the last time I was here almost a week ago.
And I did get ill the day after that.
I've got to say, I was hoping that I went away for a week hoping that it would infect certain other presenters.
Yeah.
You were low on the list, I'm disappointed that you picked up the germs, because there are other people who I was really hoping might get a terrible mutated version of my own symptoms. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I've been scouring the newspapers every day, but unfortunately no news. Okay, so we're talking about the NHS charging foreigners, because the government, what they're trying to do is make stupid people believe that the reason the NHS is in crisis is because it is overwhelmed by health tourists.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not true. There are some health tourists who account for less than 1% of the spending on the NHS every year. But it's quite good, because if Jeremy Hunt can convince people that it's the fault of foreigners, then he can say, well, you know, I'd love to save the NHS, but we can't because of these damn foreigners, see?
Yeah.
And it'll stop everyone blaming him, because actually it's his fault. So we'll be looking at that. Good. Then at 5 o'clock, we'll be looking at how the government have hired an ad agency to wage war on far-right lies, like the lies I just explained that the government themselves...
Which are far-right
lies. So it's very strange. It's like the government have hired an ad agency to combat their own lies. In the interest of balance, maybe because there's no opposition anymore because it got taken over by a madman, they're sort of thinking... Actually, it's a bit unfair. There's no one challenging us. Maybe we should hire our own opposition.
Yeah, because you've got to continue to challenge yourself.
A bit like
how you get
the way Inspector Clouseau hired Cato to attack him every time he walked into house, just to keep his instincts sharp.
Yeah.
That's what the government have done. They've hired their own opposition to train them. Yeah. It's their own Cato.
Very good.
And then we've got the author, Kevin Mir, who is coming in to talk about his new book, which is entitled... A United Ireland, Why Unification is Inevitable and How It Will Come About. What was the title of your book again, John?
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yeah, the title of your book is better.
Yeah.
It's more immediate in terms of, yeah, I want to read that, yeah. But we'll see.
Yeah.
And I will be doing a full and frank comparison of your book and this book.
I look forward to that. If it sells more than the 12 copies I sold, I'm going to be livid. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.